Want to participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
I don't think Joe will have to rub Beth Ann's feet.
He might. You never know. It might be in the job description.
Might be. We have a new producer starts next week. Her name... Oh, hi Buzz.
Hi. There you go. Sorry about that.
Yeah. I guess it's up to her since she's the boss.
Her name is B.A.
Bam.
Bam.
Mm-hmm.
Or Bam McBride. Or simply B.A.
You know what?
Hey, B.A. That's enough.
You might have to...
Dallas 40.
That's the fight scene. Where he's up in the tower?
He's up in the tower and he's got the megaphone.
That's enough. For a foot rub, Joe might ask his standard fee.
Which is?
A handful of magic beans.
Joe and the Beanstalk, coming to a theater near you.
We were just doing a little play before the show.
A little playlist.
We were noticing. All right, now here's how things work around here.
Okay.
There's a little clock that Rob uses to time our breaks, our commercial sets.
Right.
And
the timer.
For my money, I don't see why they don't run more commercials. Yeah. You know, it seems to me that there's got to be 40 minutes out of the hour that we're not running commercials.
Right.
We're only running commercials for 20 minutes out of the hour.
That's all.
Seems to me you got more work to do, Alan.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's very important that we play these commercials we play them for the right amount of time. So Rob's got a little Radio Shack timer that we've used for years, and today he sits the thing down and it goes beep 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 like something's wrong with it. And with all of this
warning,
with all of this less than high tech equipment that we have, this little Radio Shack clock is the one thing that kind of keeps us on time.
It's reliable.
So Rob opens it up and.
Beautiful.
It's lovely. Is it working yet?
Yeah, I got it to work. I just reset it.
So he
opens it up and it's full of magic beans?
No. We open it up and it's got a, let me just say, less than brand name battery.
Ah.
I don't want to say the name because the name is a client, but it's a less than name brand battery.
Really?
Wow. And immediately, Schweppes, immediately we surmised it's Joe in the grocery store, Joe saying... Well, now, the Duracell's 169, but look, the Super S is only 87 cents.
Super S.
Hey, Tracy, I bought some magic beans with the money I saved on the batteries.
Now, Joe's in here now. What's he doing?
Hi, Joe.
What are you doing, Joe?
Howdy, Joe. Come on in. Here he is.
Hold on. Let me get your tape ready.
Did you buy those batteries, Joe?
Joe.
I guess I did.
Yeah.
Joe.
But, I mean, because this station doesn't have batteries anymore until Redskins season.
Mm. Why is that?
I remember when I put this in, I was doing Best Of, and I hit a 940 break, and somewhere 3.5 minutes in, the screen went blank.
Oh, dear.
Which is really not the point. So,
are you growing your hair out again?
Nobody understands what he's saying except the people who work behind the scenes.
I was lost.
But anyway, the point is, I couldn't get a battery at the time for whatever reason.
And what is the brand name?
It's
just out of curiosity.
It's Super Giant.
Super G. Oh, well then.
Oh, very good.
I'm sure it's a major manufacturer.
Yeah, and I'm sure...
They're just as good as the real.
Sure. I'm sure that...
The magic beans and grew some batteries.
When I get to the top of the beanstalk, the batteries are going to be up there.
The goose that lays the golden battery.
Oh, no, the giant.
Joe.
The giant.
That's right. Can we... Joe, I'm
What, Joe?
I think they have these back there now.
Great. Work on that, please.
I'll get right on it.
Job one. Thank you, Joe.
Get me a AAA pile.
Okay.
Leave me the clock.
Pile.
Thank you, Joe.
And look at how fascinated he is with the simple function of the clock.
And remember, if engineering doesn't have batteries, I do.
He's taking the battery.
What kind of you use, Buzz?
Energizer.
Hold on,
Energizer.
Joe. Bring the battery back, because the battery kind of works the clock now, right?
Industrial grade.
For a little while. I'm a Duracell guy.
Hey, you caught that real well.
Well, thank you, Mike.
You looked almost athletic there.
Right.
Impossible.
Almost. Don't go crazy.
Impossible.
Right.
Before we start the show today, and welcome to the very low energy pre-show.
This is the mellow pre-show that we offer you.
You know, we've made kind of a decision that we're not going to... Hey, there's Slap Happy and Pappy.
Yeah.
Hey, Shep. Hey, Slap Happy. Come here, Slap Happy.
Come on in here, Shep.
Excuse me, I lost my train of thought for a moment. I was looking at a strikingly handsome man.
Come here, Shep.
And works at the station, known as Slap Happy Ed Patton. Mm-hmm.
He'll talk your ear off.
He sure will. Remember him, Buzz?
Ladies and gentlemen, please make welcome Slap Happy Ed Patton.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen.
See, how are you, Shep?
Actually doing pretty well.
That's good.
That's Slap Happy Ed Patton.
That's coming from Shep.
Shep is Slap Happy Ed Patton. You are
S-H-E-P, Slap Happy Ed Patton.
You now have two nicknames. Yeah. That's the way that works.
Cool.
So how's biz out on the street, Slap Happy Ed Patton?
Because we've got the best afternoon.
Oh, God. Get out of here, Ed.
Oh, God. I think he was sincere.
My God.
There goes Slap Happy Ed Patton. I cannot believe that. Wow.
Well, and me explain what he just said.
Wow.
I don't know how much of that reached your airwaves.
Boy, that's a word that we're nervous about.
He said, I said, how's biz? And he said, his normal, hey, it's great because I'm
selling the best afternoon show in America.
And I said, oh, come on, knock it off. And he said, no, I sell more on your show than Howard Stern.
Uh-huh.
No bull.
Right, and
that
then,
word.
Then the word.
Then he said the word.
Mm-hmm. You didn't hear it, thank God.
It's
nice to know he's
I like to make sure. They didn't hear it, right?
Yeah, no, everybody hit it.
Everybody jumped?
Everybody hit the button.
Yeah.
Well, Shep, thanks for coming on the show.
That was great.
That's Slap Happy Ed Pappy.
There he is.
So many buttons were hit, the lights went dark. Like a prison movie.
Sales guy, I'm sorry. I lost my train of thought when he walked by. And now
sure.
You can see why. He's a dynamo, Slap Happy Ed Pappy.
He's just walking, talking energy.
He's one of the people that we'll be neighboring with when our office moves down to this floor,
right.
The floor that we're on.
You'll love that.
Shep will always
yeah, right.
Anyway, listen, you know, we had to change the show a while ago. And you know what we had to do. And it all gets back to, Slap Happy Ed Patton.
Yeah, but, nobody would have known unless we told them.
Correct.
We maintain that, yeah.
But we did, and frankly, all you know...
is what we've told you.
For so long.
For quite some long time.
Anyway, since the changes...
photographic.
One thing we just... Mike said that in the office before the show today.
So that's photographic paper.
Photographic paper.
There's some. There's a manila envelope on top of my newspaper with two pieces of photographic paper.
Photographic paper.
We're going to go out and have ice cream. With Shep, Slap Happy Ed Pappy.
Listen. We don't waste collective time with bragging about our ratings.
Right.
Okay? We've spent...
What good would that do?
20 years doing that. However...
It would be vain.
We would like to say thank you, that especially since we've made these changes in the show, the ratings are up. You know, like the fifth dimension, we're up, up, and away.
Cool. We're delighted, and we want to say thank you.
That's it. That's the end of that. We still got time for a groaner or two.
Oh, good.
I think so.
All right, Mr. Shannon.
What medical condition might you get?
Oh, hello.
7 after the hour. What medical condition might you get if you come in contact with an arrogant American Idol judge?
What would that be, Mr. Shannon?
Irritable Cowl Syndrome. Groaners.
Oh, my God.
You know,
oh,
there are
that's
lots,
evil.
There are lots of top movies playing south of the border in Mexico.
Is that true, Mr. Shannon, at the Beverly Hills Savings and Loan?
How about Chevy Van Helsing?
Oh, God.
Finding Chiclets. Dude, where's my 1971 Impala Lowrider?
Wow.
Immigration agent Cody Banks. And my favorite, Juan flew over the cuckoo's nest.
God.
Help! Help!
Wow.
Jorge of the Jungle.
Oh, God.
I get it.
And that Dr. Seuss favorite, Cat in the Sombrero.
Oh, Mr. Shannon, you've outdone yourself.
Groaners.
Hey, now.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
There you go. Hi, Uncle. Hi, Uncle. There you go. Everybody's here. Which one's your favorite, Julia?
Hello.
Kill them. I know, it's this guy.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi. True enemy. And the soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
What?
Magic beans.
Magic beans for the beanstalk.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Hopeless Tribe and all the ships at sea. Broadcasting to an audience that includes Ray Romano, Henry Winkler, and the Widow Ritter.
Yeah, the Widow Ritter, yes.
It's Todd Geronimo and, whoa, Mike O'Mara.
Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show, new episode on this
Thursday. 05-27-04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Thursday. It's May 27, 2004.
I love that.
From anywhere in America, please to be calling 877-365-3636. From Canada, call 800-636-1067 in Washington, D.C. on WJFK-FM. Call us at 202-432-1067. Again,
please, no photography.
Again, thanks. Thanks for those great ratings.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's all I want to say, is that, you know, we're doing a show that we're happy with, and we're happy that you're happy with the show.
Of course.
And just because, and for those of you out there that missed the other part of the show, we're still doing it off the air.
Right.
We're still doing that show off the air.
You sure are. Yeah. Better than it's ever been.
And here we go. I'm ready for this. Scott. Scott, here's the first caller of the day. Scott from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, guys. I appreciate the privilege.
How are you, Scott?
You know, I'm doing really good. Thanks again.
All right, go ahead.
It's going to remain that way.
What do you have to say?
Scott,
I'm going to interrupt you every time you start to talk.
Don, go ahead, Scott. It's time for you to eat crow and hand over Mike $100.
I would be
such a fag like you, and I watch every minute of it. And in all its bad glory, when she even broke her shoe,
I know.
Time for you to eat crow.
Mike,
I cried like a baby.
$100 is coming your way. That, once again,
well, I said yesterday that I wouldn't accept it.
Well, I'm going to give it to you anyway
because it was a slam dunk. I mean, it was. I knew I would win.
No, but I really thought.
Can I offer to accept it?
Oh, shut up. I thought that the Tards were going to come through last night.
You know, the end of that show after she won, as far as real human drama, real emotion, I thought they, man, it was just like a movie. It really was like
that
a
good.
Movie. It was that good. I thought it was fantastic.
Much like 24, I didn't like.
You were disappointed.
The finale of American
Idol. Well, you were disappointed in the outcome.
Oh, no. It had nothing to do with the outcome. And there were so many things that I loved about it. So many things that they tried to do to make it a bigger-than-life show that failed miserably.
The technology was not all there.
Like having Jennifer Love, big ones outside.
Right.
And, you know, she's worthless.
Sticking the microphone, covering her whole face.
And the only celebrities that they could get coming down their red carpet were Ray Romano, who showed us how cool he is because he didn't shave and he had on some expensive neo-looking sunglasses.
Sharon Osbourne did not look good at all.
My father cracks me up. He says, we were watching it, and when he came on, he said, look at Ray Romano. Ray, stand a little closer to the razor neck.
Yeah, really. Ray Romano looks like he just got out of bed to come over there.
And they're doing all the... It's a combination Oscars Super Bowl pregame show where they're trying to go live outside where they have the losers performing out on the street, and inside where Ryan Seacrest is with the judges, and they have the idiot people, and they got Clay Aiken somewhere, and they've got another
Clay
woman.
Aiken was in North Carolina, South Carolina. Is it North or South Carolina?
One of those.
And a woman with pancake makeup is in the Georgia Dome, and she's screaming, you know, Ryan, we're so excited, we're so excited, and the whole
we've got the governor of Georgia.
The whole thing, the whole American Idol thing is a train wreck for the first 38 minutes, so I'm loving it. And then they have Tamara Gray come out and sing the national anthem. Now,
it was pitchy.
Here's the thing. I'm as American as the next. You know?
We know.
Go ahead. Take some blood. Take a number. Take some blood. It's red, white, and blue.
There you go.
But
super patriot.
I don't need that in my American Idol.
How about the judges forgetting to stand up?
Well, now, Mike, see, there's where, on one hand, I'm looking at this and I'm going, oh, this is just, this stinks. This is like, ugh, yuck, eh. But then I realize there's a moment of greatness because they're on a wide shot and everybody in the audience is standing except for Randy Jackson, Paula Abdul, who incidentally was trying so hard to push up those balloons last night.
I think she succeeded.
And Simon, and somebody gives them the heads up while they're on camera. Hey, stand up. It's the national anthem.
I couldn't believe that when I saw that. It blew me away.
And wow. I just thought, that, well, you know, it's not the Super Bowl. You know, I mean, on Joe Millionaire, they didn't come out and sing the national anthem.
Yeah, but don't you think those three judges were so firmly swimming in Lake Mee that they just completely forgot that?
Could it be also that's like they didn't even do it in rehearsal?
Right.
You know, the whole thing was so
and then,
deliberate.
Then I loved and hated the Brady Bunch style choreographed numbers where they all come out. Like the big dumb country guy who really doesn't get highlighted.
Here I am with my yellow. Let's all wear yellow.
Each of the 12 finalists is supposed to have a moment in the sun.
Right.
And the talented ones like LaToya London and Jennifer Hudson, they get to sing for a minute and you get to hear. They're pretty talented. My old retarded boy,
yeah.
JPL,
what
he got? He got to do a duet with the fat white girl, the runner-up.
Right.
And he only got to sing every other line for half a chorus.
And after hearing him sing, I think it was probably just as well.
Yeah.
Well, he really did stand out.
There's something about that JPL.
JPL's voice stood out, and redhead guy, John Stevens.
The redhead boy.
I mean, his dancing stood out.
He
can't move. He doesn't know how to move. And he's like, hey, I'm dancing.
It was train wreck awful. And what made it especially awful was the feeling you got from watching them and watching the host and watching the judges. They thought they were putting on a big-time presentation. Like, that this was...
It's a Broadway review.
Oscar-worthy. It could not have been worse. They get to the very end. Fantasia wins. Diana loses. And Ryan Seacrest, obviously going off the script, goes over to the corner where Fantasia's baby is and baby's daddy. And
going to bring the whole family up on stage.
And as he's you see this happen. He goes, come on up here, come on up. And the camera goes over where her mother's holding the baby and the kids. And then some big security goon comes in front of them and goes, No, you can't do that. You can't do this. So now Ryan...
Was that because there was no access?
I don't know.
Or because he was just saying, no.
I don't know.
Go, go away.
It was another one of the great moments in the train wreck that was the show last night.
But it was very emotional. I liked that part of it. I liked the ending. You know, it was that, you know, that part, was, you know, when she sang the song, her last song, I thought that was pretty terrific.
I was
sobbing. I just had tears streaming down my
head. I was caught up in the whole, you know,
the whole screwed up television production.
But loving it.
Yeah,
But loving it. I mean, hating it, loving it. And this is, you want to, okay. First off, did you really cry?
No.
Okay. Come on.
Well, maybe a little bit.
Okay. Just be honest, because
I got emotional. I felt for her. I really felt good for her.
Okay. Well, I didn't, but I will tell you. But I'll tell you something that I did feel, which is something I've only felt for one other event in my life.
Huh. Not that.
Oh, no, not that. No, like that above all else. Whether it's alone or with somebody,
sure.
that is always number one.
Yeah, that wouldn't be only one time in your life that you felt that.
But do you know the emptiness that I feel come February when football's gone?
You feel the same way?
Do you know what I've realized now? And maybe this is why I've been such a faggot 14-year-old Barbie phone girl for the last 4 months. Because I know, like with football, every week it's going to be on. And that's how I watch it, because I like the dumb upsets.
Right.
I like it because you don't know what's going to happen.
You know, as I look at the TV guide, tonight you've got America's Sweethearts.
What the hell's that?
Oh, it's a movie.
Oh, is that the movie with Catherine Zeta-Jones?
And our favorite.
I seen it.
Billy Crystal.
I seen it.
William Crystal, John Cusack, Catherine Zeta-Jones. Doesn't it have...
I'm a three-time loser on that movie. I paid to see that movie. I paid to see it on pay-per-view. And I pay for whatever friggin' cable channel's running it tonight.
Yeah. And Julia Roberts is in a fat suit in it.
She is.
That's a winning film.
God.
She is. And there's a scene where the German Shepherd goes for Billy Crystal's private area.
Yeah, but nothing could demonstrate more aptly the fact that, you know... It's over.
It sweeps are over.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Last night.
Put the garbage on.
All the good TV show is over.
So for you, it would be perfect if Idol began as soon as football ended and then continued until began again.
Although, you know what?
I like the way you're calling it Idol. That's good, yeah.
But that's an insult to football because there's nothing bigger in my life. You know, I mean, family, sex, everything else. But
you felt that empty feeling.
You had that feeling, yeah.
And now you have to wait. When are they going to put the next one on? In the fall?
Yeah.
Well, now I have football to look forward to.
Right.
Now I will get a training
camp. Just think, you'll have Idol and football.
At the same time.
Oh, come September.
Hello. Idol doesn't come back until January.
Oh, really?
But football is my main, Jones. Uh-huh. That'll keep me going. Hello.
You'll be all right.
Hello, Chris.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out there was another train wreck in that show last night.
What was that?
Towards the end, Ryan was right before the credits. Ryan was saying when the next season was starting, and they cut back to the judges, and you saw all the judges kind of cutting at their throats, saying no, don't say it, don't say it. And Ryan kind of stumbled, and then said it was going to be in January. I don't know what exactly it meant, but they looked.
Yeah, but he looked great in that tuxedo jacket.
And please call him Seacrest.
Hello,
Seacrest on Idol. And at one Don point, didn't he say Seacrest in?
When he went into Simon's dressing room.
Yeah. Isn't he clever?
He's crazy. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this, Missy?
Yes, I was just calling to say I'm so glad Fantasia won. I was crying hysterically. And are you?
Yes, it's a great day for all blacks. Let me say that right now. For all blacks, it's a great day. Congratulations. You stood up. Your vote was heard, and you beat white man. You beat the white devil. Way to go. Way to go, because I thought the odds were stacked the other way with the whole soul versus pop thing.
Right. Did USA Today use the headline, soul, not pop?
You know, Buzz, let's see what the headline
let's see what they said.
Soulful, sassy Fantasia crowned the new... Soulful, sassy Fantasia.
What's going on over there?
They got to get soul in there.
I'm a white girl. I voted for her from day one. Loved her. And are you guys going to be giving away tickets to the American Idol concert?
Honey, go listen to whatever station has a Z or a Q and it's called.
Diamond in the Morning.
We gave those away at our friend's finale party.
No, you know what? Hold on. We might, because I'm looking here. You know what we are giving away? We are giving away tickets to the premiere of the Harry Potter movie.
Really?
So I wouldn't be surprised.
We'll probably have it when it comes to our town.
We probably will. All right, but listen, until then, Missy, and that's your name, right?
Yes,
that's Missy.
Oh, really?
Yes, it is. It's right. Not only is it a derogatory term, Buzz, but it's her name.
Okay.
Let's all do the Bobo. Yeah, the
for
Bobo.
Fantasia.
Let's do the Bobo for Fantasia.
Feisty, self-assured.
Thank you.
You know, if you use them all, it's feisty, self-assured, soulful, sassy Fantasia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They love that. I tell you, they love that in USA Today.
Hello, I don't even know who this is. Chris.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Don and Mike. Hey, Chris.
How you doing?
You're doing great.
I'm really disappointed in the outcome. I don't know if I'm just a chubby chaser or what, but I was kind of hoping for the 16-year-old to go for it, man.
Oh, God. You're creepy.
I know. I really am, but I was kind of...
Hold on, chubby. You have the hots for Diana DeGarmo?
Do you think...
Honestly, yeah, kind of. And I'm 22, but, I mean...
Yuck.
Stay away. You're evil.
Yuck. What is it you like? Now, keeping in mind, as I just said, we don't do the show we used to, but
right,
we can't talk about some stuff.
Hey, just remember, much like the cicadas, in 17 years, Diana turns into her mother.
What the?
She looks like she would have nice feet.
She has nice feet.
There are layers here.
Oh, dear. This is disturbing. How about her mom?
I haven't seen her. How could you miss her?
She's the first five rows.
I missed it. I only saw bits and pieces the last night.
I mean, really? I mean, how many times? And last night she was wearing something black,
She always wears
slimming.
A muumuu.
It's like, let's show a Diana DeGarmo. Cut to the Siberian lunch lady.
My favorite part last night is when they showed Mrs. DeGarmo with that huge bouquet and she ate it.
She has the same expression always.
Kevin, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, we're doing great, buddy.
Hey, do y'all ever figure out how Fantasia sounds like Nell Carter?
Give me a break. Give me a break.
Nell Carter, I believe, is on the other side of the dirt, right?
You bet, and that's a big hole.
And even though she's gone, I hate to speak ill of the dead, but I think Nell Carter wishes she sounded like Fantasia.
Fantasia was Nell Carter's leg. Fantasia's whole body.
I think Fantasia is the real deal. I really do. I think she's going to be a very big star.
We'll see.
Press the button, Ron. And now here's Fantasia. From last night's American Idol, your winner.
Give me a break. I sure deserve it.
Hello. Hello. Mac, Don and Mike show. Hello.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
I just want to say... I normally see eye to eye with you on everything, but I can't think that this show
sucks more. And I'm so glad that it's over because I just don't want to hear anyone, including you guys, talk about it at all.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I'm hooked on the show.
Yeah, it's okay. Well, hold on. You know, make up your mind. Oh, you're hooked on what show? You're hooked on our show?
Your show, yeah.
Hooked on our show. All right.
Just a little, I can understand that, you know, a little American Idol overkill. But, I mean, hey, it's what the country's talking about.
Yeah, you know, but that's
it's not the water cooler.
It's not why we watch it. There's a lot of those dumb shows that everybody watches that we don't. That's just
right.
That's the big popular dumb one that we all, with the exception of Buzz,
right,
don't like. Buzz doesn't like it. We all like it.
That's why we skip Celebrity Mole.
What I do like is that song Gomer Says Hey Hey Hey.
Boy, we haven't played that in years.
But make sure to tune in tomorrow for a recap of Two and a Half Men.
Alrighty. Well, you guys have a good afternoon.
Gomer says, hey.
I'll tell you something about Two and a Half Men.
All right.
Without getting on a whole indecency thing.
Uh-huh.
This is one of the shows. My wife, Frida, who is a wonderful, intelligent, educated woman, since she's gone back to work, she has found the need for dumb television. Because she's found out at the end of the day, she wants to sit down and she doesn't want to think. She just wants something dumb.
Right.
So keeping with her new framework of what television is, one of her dumb favorites now is Two and a Half Men.
Okay.
With Charlie Sheen.
I do not track with the Two and a Half Men at all.
I've never seen it.
I think it's hysterical. It is one of my favorite shows. I think it's one of the best sitcoms on TV.
Really? Let me just say this.
All right.
This is touted as the CBS family-friendly Two and a Half.
Yeah, there he is.
Two and a Half Men.
On a 10:30.
No, it's 9:30. On a 9:30. I watched the episode with my wife the other night where the plot is that Charlie Sheen thinks he's knocked up a girl, and as it turns out, she's not pregnant, and he's going to get a vasectomy, and the entire show...
Art imitates life. Yeah.
The entire show is a discussion about Charlie Sheen's sperm.
Uh-huh.
Now, I can only say that one time on this show,
right,
in this context.
Right.
That's all I can say.
Yeah, Ed Pappy can say it all day.
I want to tell you, that on this CBS family show, they must have said it, I don't know, 50 times with jokes about it.
Oh, yeah.
Jokes about where it comes from, how you get it. With no offense to Buzz, I didn't find it to be slap happy entertainment.
Right.
It's a dumb sitcom, but I was watching this.
And I think we have to trademark that too.
And
this is slap happy entertainment.
Yeah.
I was watching it, saying to Frida, you know, as long as you got this TiVo'd, I should bring this in and we should just read this dialogue on the air. But then I realized, well, now that would be pointless because all they would do would be deleted out.
Right.
But it is the incredible double standard that we live in.
Yeah.
That even on a dumb show like Two and a Half Men, God, how come, you know, again, not that I'm crazy to go back and discuss bodily fluids.
Right.
But how
I am.
But how about, I know every day you're crying about it.
Every day I wish I could.
But how about a balanced playing field? Just how about it?
That's not going to happen.
Because, you know, we're owned by CBS.
Right.
So you would think, wouldn't it be great if we came in and played the audio of one of CBS's hottest comedies?
You're asking for something you'll never get.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm always asking.
That's just the way it works.
I know.
It's a drag, but that's the truth.
I know. Life ain't fair. I know. Blah, blah. It's on my forehead. It's on my forehead, and it's carved in backwards, so
la,
I
la, la.
See it when I look in the mirror. Life ain't fair.
I know. And
life ain't fair.
And, you know, Shep, slap happy, Ed Pappy, is a shock jock.
Hello, Nick.
Who knew?
Nick, Don, and Mike. Hello, Nick.
Hey, boys. How we doing today?
Hey, we're doing great. Thank you.
Yeah, I know you guys don't want to talk about it much more, but Fantasia wouldn't have won, where do you think the riots would have started?
Oh, listen, we'll talk about American Idol forever.
God. Where would you like for them to start? How about at your next Klan meeting?
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, I tell you, Fantasia win a big riot.
Hello. Don and Mike's show, hi.
God. Don and Mike.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, I was just curious. Last night was the first time I saw the Idol show.
Hey, welcome, my friend. You know how to grab on. You know how to grab on to a trend.
Welcome to the rest of the country.
I was just curious if anybody else thought that short little white guy with the blonde hair was drunk off his mind.
You mean John Peter Lewis?
Like I said, last night was the first time I saw it. I don't even know who he was.
Dude. But he was a short white guy. Dude, you're so out of it. There were a lot of short white guys on that show.
JPL was drunk. They were
all
drunk.
Like the surfer looking guy with the long blonde hair.
Well, now see, that's not JPL, long blonde hair.
That was Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, he kind of looked like Ryan Seacrest. I mean, he was
certainly
and all drunk.
Maybe next year.
Hey, we don't get what you're talking about. We totally don't follow.
Sorry about that, guys. Love the show.
Okay, I'm sorrier than you are because I answered the call.
Oh, I'll take that one for the team.
Peace be with you.
What do you mean, take it for the team? You take that one for yourself.
All right, I'll take it for myself. Bad call. I apologize.
You're a dumb. Would you just do me a favor? Would you just say I'm a dumb caller?
I'm a dumb caller.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. At least you learned the lesson,
thank
citizen.
You. Hello, Matthew, Don and Mike show. Hi. Matthew?
Matthew, we hear you breathing.
Or is it Glenn?
This is Glenn.
Hi, Glenn.
Glenn.
Sorry
about
that.
How's it going, guys?
Apologies to Matthew. You'll never make it on the show, Matthew. Might as well hang up now. We're going to go to break in a second.
Glenn is going
to
finish it up.
Did you see the behind-the-scenes spot with Barry Manilow?
That was funny.
That was funny. And you know why? Because that was real.
And he was really, you saw the kind of diva where the makeup lady, you know, didn't know who Barry Manilow was.
Oh, my God.
It's a black piano player and a black cosmetic person. And you hear someone off camera say, go in and powder Barry's nose.
Right.
And she goes over to the black piano player. Uh-huh. And Barry Manilow has a diva hissy fit.
Yeah. Says it. It's me. I'm Barry.
And then there's an expletive. I'm not sure what it was because they...
I think it's the big one.
Yeah, I think it was right. the F-bomb because they put the big American Idol logo over his mouth.
Uh-huh.
And then he's sitting there like the queen that he is. You know, again, looking like one of the women on the Swan.
Yeah.
Barry Manilow just sitting there with his arms full and going, well, I guess it's funny.
Yeah. I mean, nobody recognizes him anymore.
Oh, wow.
The 10-year-old makeup lady.
Old queen. And he is.
He looked good, didn't he, in that, too, before the makeup?
Not the queeniest.
I can't believe you didn't know who I was.
Chad?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Chad, what's up?
Hey, got a great Ryan Seacrest moment for you guys.
Okay.
I was listening to XM. Please don't DQ me for that.
No, that's all right. We like XM.
I was listening to a show this morning, and they went to interview Fantasia live, and they're interviewing him, and all of a sudden, in the background, you hear this man's voice, and he gets on, and it's a douche that took over Ryan's spot on TV in San Fran, and all of a sudden, they hang up on...
Does anybody follow what this guy is?
I'm so long.
Is this something that happened on Ryan Seacrest's radio show today?
Yes.
Okay. Why don't you just say eject?
Eject.
Thank you.
Makes you miss Matt.
Though. Did you see the Hollywood sign when they went to the outside theater? Did you see it in the background? Did you?
Hello,
It was very cute.
Larry?
Yeah, Don, Mike?
Yeah, hi, Larry.
Hello, Larry.
I knew the fix was in for the darkie to win because magazine shows were promoting her for the last week. And I bet she has...
Hey,
right up feet.
It's the burping
like
guy.
It's not real.
It's a fake call, Mike. It's the burping guy.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Am I that transparent?
Right, it's the burping
guy. We recognize
guy.
Your voice.
Come on, burping guy.
Hi, how are you?
All right, burper.
Strange.
Okay, get out of here.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Doing a character, I hope.
And then there's an expletive.
No, I don't think so. Really? That's him?
Yeah, that's me.
No,
he's
mean,
just listening to himself on the radio.
There you go.
You guys trademark burp in.
The burping guy.
Okay. Bye, burping guy.
Didn't you miss me?
No.
All right.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Okay. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
See you later. Yeah.
Bye.
Why is this guy acting like a jilted lover?
What? Am I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we can say goodbye.
Dude, here's the thing. You know, when it comes to racial stuff, please leave it to us.
Right.
That's the only thing that gets us uptight. Is that when you guys talk...
Thank you for your apology.
When you guys talk, unfortunately, we bear the responsibility. If it's something we say, well, then we can go and say, okay, we said it. But when you say it, you know, come on. I mean, I'll let you get away with some stuff.
Well, I thought darky would be more appropriate than schwatza.
All right.
All right. Goodbye, burping guy.
Get
bye, ladies.
Okay,
love you.
Leave the driving to us.
Hang up.
Eject.
Hang up. All right.
Okay.
Toodaloo asses.
Toodaloo asses.
Hang up.
Come on, burper.
There you go.
He's gone.
There he goes. He's gone. The burping guy.
Wow.
God. Wow. Well, what can I say? American Idol has turned this country upside down, Mike.
Incredible.
Take us to break, Fantasia. We got a big show for you today. And we're going to start with Joe Cicada tapes in a second.
Give me a break.
There she is. Congratulations to her.
Fantasia. And I still don't know what her last name is.
Barino.
Fantasia Barino.
Barino.
And what is it with Simon calling her He didn't call her Fantasia. He calls her
Fantasia.
I'd like to say, Fantasia, you deserve everything you got. And I've unbuttoned my shirt down to my navel.
Sharon Osbourne said it the same way.
Yeah. Fantasia.
Fantasia.
British.
Yeah,
it's the British. Fantasia. It's a nicer way to say it. Fantasia. But I know, Rob, you think they're going to attack too.
So the British?
The British.
We beat them before.
We beat them before, but they're coming across the ocean again.
Yeah, well, Fantasia, take us out now. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Arthur, what are you doing here?
I'm preparing to say goodbye.
Oh, no. Come on.
It's Demerol, you ass, and tequila. It's a good mix.
Heard about the memo, huh?
Are you kidding? You think there's anything that goes on around here that I don't know about? There's somebody fourth in the Xerox room. I've heard about it. Listen, nothing gets by me. Nothing. What the hell's in your ear?
Hearing.
Well, get rid of it, for God's sake.
I can't. Larry likes it. He says he wants me to keep it. Artie, I think it's infected. I can hear something inside my head.
I guarantee you there's nothing in there, Hank. Here, drink this.
No, thanks. No, I got a show tonight, and I'm obviously going to be under a massive program of antibiotics.
Drink it. I'll knock you down on the floor, I'll put my foot on your neck, and I'll in that good ear.
Nice to have you.
Hey. Hey, Chihuahua.
The Don and Mike Show. Not yet available on DVD. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Not yet. Man, we could use the Larry Sanders Show. You know that?
Yeah.
We could use a very funny cable show. Well, there's Larry David, but that's only like in reruns now, right?
Yeah, right.
Larry David ain't the Larry Sanders Show. No, well, what is the Larry Sanders
right.
Show?
That's why I was saying I just like, you know.
That's it.
God, I miss Gary Shandling.
Gosh, I miss that Cowsill's mom.
That mini-skirted mom sure was sexy.
No, never interrupt during Hank's
We never
thoughts.
Interrupt Hank's thoughts. Somehow I've memorized all his parts.
Joe Ardinger, who was on the show before.
Yeah,
I'll give him a round of applause, Joe, Rob. Guy about the cheap batteries.
Sure.
Has a tape for us that we highlighted yesterday. We're going to get to it today. Finally,
I think, based on what you played yesterday, I think really this could be the greatest one ever.
Yeah. And we've not heard this tape beyond the 10 seconds we heard on the air.
I got a little background on, I was quizzing him on the circumstances, and he was very much alone.
Okay, here is the deal. These bugs, these cicada bugs.
They're
bugs,
nuts now, acting crazy now, ain't they?
Bugs that I ate last week on the show, yes. They're still all over the Washington area. They're over like 17 states now, and they only come out every 17 years.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And back in 1987, when Mike and I were working at the Power Morning Zoo.
That could be a great, I see what you've labeled that tape. That could be a great band name.
Joe and the Cicadas?
Joe and the Cicadas.
And I like saying cicada.
I know, it drives me insane.
Because of John Cicada.
Cicada, yes. You're keeping his memory alive.
Another forgotten Latin singer.
Sure.
Yeah. Another,
he's right up there with Richard Marx.
What I'd like to do, you couldn't make a naked Iraqi pile of singers. It would have to be Ricky Martin.
Okay.
I mean, if you're going to go for Latin type singers,
all right.
Richard Marx would be in your naked Iraqi pile of singers with
big hair.
Canadian?
Pardon me.
Was he not Canadian?
Richard Marx? I don't think so.
Bryan Adams. Here's
Bryan
how we
Adams
make him
Canadian. But you could put him. You could put John Cicada in the pile with Menudo.
Yeah, that's it. Enrique.
Iglesias. Right. Julio could be on top.
Mark Anthony. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yes. See? Yeah.
Right.
There you go.
There's plenty of them.
Did I say Mark Anthony? It's Mark Anthony, right?
Yeah. Isn't Mark Anthony the guy, Etu Brute?
Yeah. Yes. Etu Brute. And Mark Anthony's now with J-Lo.
Of course. Well,
right?
Who is it? And who's got the number next on J-Lo? Who's got Buzz? Don't you have dibs on J-Lo next?
I think
next?
I'm next.
Yeah, enjoy it, Buzz.
Pretty excited.
So these bugs come around once every 17 years.
Do you put Rick Springfield in the Richard Marx pile?
Yeah, but like with Julio on top of the other pile, Rick Springfield's old enough, he'd be on top of that pile.
I move that we start a different pile for Rick Springfield that's also actors. You could also put Jack Wagner in there.
No, but then you'd have a small pile. Then you'd only be able to play leapfrog.
Singer actors. Singer actors.
I mean, And that's a wonderful picture.
Isn't it?
Naked, like those Iraqi prisoners. God. If it was Jack Wagner and Rick Springfield leapfrogging.
Oh, boy.
Singer-actors that
I'm
Mike
loving
drank
that picture
with.
Right now.
There
what?
Singer-actors that Mike drank with.
Jack Wagner.
You drank with Jack Wagner.
Yeah, spent a good part of an evening with Jack Wagner.
So these bugs, the cicadas.
Cicadas. You hate saying that.
They come out every 17 years. Mm-hmm. 17 years ago, our phone screener, Joe Ardinger, and yes, that's why he is the world's oldest phone screener.
Right.
He got wasted and went out at 3 o'clock in the morning to tape the cicadas and his thoughts on wildlife.
And incidentally, the 17-year issue with the cicadas, I have heard three jokes from three separate sources. I don't remember where they... One was Letterman, and then that all say, hey, mine's being my senior year of high school. When they talk about 17 years, they come out of the ground just looking for sex. That's what they talk about. Right. I've heard that same joke, a variation of it, used three times. Hmm. And I think it ought to be in Groaners.
I was going to say, how come it's not in the Bitman file?
The Bitman ought to be, you know, hey, yeah, they come out, they stay underground for 17 years and then come out looking to mate. It reminds me of my senior year of high school. Arr.
How about they come out of the ground every 17 years just like Barry Bonds?
Yes, yeah, a non-relatable
person. Exactly.
You know, a good pickup line, though.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
I may not be Fred Flintstone, but I could make your bedrock.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Is that from Bitman?
Yeah.
Pickup lines?
Groner pickup lines.
Oh, no. Wow. How sad.
Here's one. See a girl in the bar? I'm here. What are your other two wishes?
Hey, that is a legitimate laugh.
Kind of funny.
That is a legitimate one. That may be the very first one of all of them.
So, 1987, Joe Ardinger, world's oldest
Joe
phone screener, tapes himself. And Mike, you talked to Joe about this. Why did he tape himself?
Joe was by himself, and he did this. The only way I can figure it out is because he was incredibly wasted.
And here we go. We've not heard
Check.
This.
Check. 1, 2, 3. This is Ardinger. And we're foraging out into my front lawn at this very minute. It's about 3:20 on Sunday morning. We're going to try to record some locusts.
Locusts. A lot of people call them.
What's he doing? 17 years ago. This tape is 17 years old. Joe?
I just hear him walking.
Now, I hope there's more dialogue. We've not heard the tape. I hope it's not like a National Geographic American Spectacular.
Sounds like the Blair Witch Project.
Ooh, listen to that thing.
Was that Joe laughing?
Yeah. Yeah.
I have never heard anything in my life so annoying.
Oh,
Joe. Sounds like Joe's got a hairball of some kind.
Yeah, he's got a cicada in his mouth.
You know what's weird is this time, and I don't remember last time, but this time they're quiet at night.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, right, yeah. Like, they only make the noise during the daytime.
I'm so frustrated, and I know I don't, you know, Buzz has a yard full.
Yeah.
I don't have any where I live.
I've got
not
a million of them.
Zero.
I got a million of them where I am.
Because my house was built in 2001.
It's the hunters.
Not where I live, the hunters are out there. But I back up to a big forest.
If you have trees that have been there that long.
No, I have trees like in the backyard that have been there for a long time, but I still don't have any.
That's odd.
Here's Joe again with what. Now, are these cicadas we're listening to from?
These are cicadas from 17 years ago. Right. He refers to them in his stupor as locusts.
So it's 3:20 a.m. on Sunday. We're out here with the bugs. They're making a lot of noise. I'm underneath my street lamp. There have got to be 5,000 of these bugs in my sight at this moment. And I only say that because I don't know what 5,000 looks like. But I tell you, this isn't 500.
Okay.
Let's see if we can get some more of these good noises, because they're really hitting good tonight.
So how old was he? How old was he now, Buzz?
Well, he'd be 40 on tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I'm hearing the
ear.
Yes,
we have a magic
show.
Is that a... Hear that?
Uh-huh.
Ear.
Magic show for Joe tomorrow for his birthday.
Excellent.
Hey, you've got to hear this. This is a cicada being crunched by a human foot.
God, Joe.
It's flying all over me at the
so wasted.
He is.
He's venturing out. Anybody else on that street is terrified.
So he would have been 23, about 23 right. when he made the tape. And I'm curious to know why he kept it.
Because he's Joe.
I love that sound.
It's amazing. All they're doing is flapping their wings and making a sound.
This is amazing. All they're doing is flapping their wings and making a sound.
Forgetting to talk into the microphone.
Another one got crunched under his foot. Oops.
Another one got crunched under his foot.
Oops.
They're flying all over me. I'm being overtaken.
This is great. That's pretty good audio, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Classic Joe Ardinger. Joe. Joe. Joe.
Joe?
I got to hear more Joe.
Sounds like he's picking one up and putting it right on top of the microphone.
Can you deal with this? This is 1 to 17 years.
I can't deal with this, Don.
Can you back that up a little, Rob?
Can you deal with this?
I have to hear that.
Yes. Is he talking to the cicada?
I think he's talking
to the listener.
I think he's talking to America.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you believe this?
Can you deal with this?
Deal with this.
Yeah.
Can you deal with this? This is 1 to 17 years.
Okay, Tommy Chong.
They're all over me. They're taking me over.
Oh, God.
Very uncool. They're all over the microphone. They are all on my legs. I got to get out of this mass of, like I said, like 2,000 larvae are all over. This is a live report. At about 3:30 in the morning.
I'm still
Sunday.
In the time check.
And I guess by now it may be June 1st. But you just got to be here to believe it. I wonder how many I have on my back or my hair. It's hard to say, but this is all being recorded. You just can't imagine how good this is.
Great.
We're going to take a break, and we're going to listen to the tape, and we'll be right back.
Oh, there's a second?
You know what?
Oh, really? Is it two parts?
Yeah, Joe said there's two portions.
Hey, oh, hold on. There's a second half to the tape.
Fantastic.
You know what's really weird is this is not like we or another radio show sent Joe out to do this.
This is Joe doing his own show.
This is solidarity.
It's fun to Joe.
I was just going to call him up on the phone, but here he is. Hi, Joe.
Yeah, this, I think in the second half, because when I was mixing it the other day, I went and got a second microphone so you get more ambient noise. And I guess I get to slurb into one mic on my own.
Now, what do you do? First off, you're partying. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
so you're partying.
And you decide to venture out with the. Is this something you planned before you started partying?
No. I got home, and this was when I was living in Bailey's Crossroads, and I had a home studio at the time. I had this rather large 4-track cassette deck, a Q-Tech 402.
Sweet.
And, so. I had a case for it, and I put it over my shoulder, and I ran a extension cord, a 100-foot extension cord, all the way out to the street lamp.
Wow. Too funny, Joe.
On Washington Drive in Bailey's Crossroads.
Did you have a sense of history? Is that why you were doing this?
I don't know.
You didn't know what you were doing.
Were you interested in broadcasting?
No, I wasn't. I had no idea what I was going to do with it. Maybe I was going to send it into you guys. I have no idea.
And listen to this. Listen where it ends up. Uh-huh. Spotlighted 17 years
ago. And how is it that you held on to it? I mean, most people throw it away.
No, because it's on a 4-track, I have all my 4-tracks of all various music projects and stuff archived so that I can hopefully load them into my computer and
You have blossomed. You've taken it up a notch. You have blossomed into an entertainer.
But I'm so drunk, and I wish this was television. I mean, I'm like on one foot with the microphone stand up in the air, and I'm tapping them on the telephone pole. That's what you hear when they're going.
Did you pick one up when you got that really close microphone sound?
No. I was tapping them on the pole because I noticed that I had headphones on too. So I'm out at 3:30 in the morning on Washington Drive in Bailey's Crossroads.
With headphones on.
All right, here's the second half now. This would be the second side of the cassette. Joe Arden.
Well, no, it's just the second outing. Like I said, I think I set up an ambient mic like right under, and then I had the remote mic to
talk
into.
Wow. Okay.
Thanks, Joe.
There he goes.
So this has to be better audio quality.
We're back live. I think we're recording.
Maybe not.
I got to model this out.
We had a very serious accident with the tape machine.
If I mono it out, then that gets rid of whatever adjustment he's made.
He sounds younger, but just as drunk.
Just as smart as I was.
Absolutely.
We're back live. I think we're recording. We had a very serious accident with the tape machine. But we're back. We're going to record some more bugs.
Bugs.
You're at the back, dude.
I'm Joe. Deal with this. Can you deal with this?
Ooh. Prehistoric sounding. Pretty good.
Here's the sound of me crushing one with my foot.
We had a very serious accident.
100-foot extension cord.
Dude! Can you deal with this?
Oh, dear.
All right, well, now, these are wonderful sounds, but...
Does it make you feel any different about eating them?
Oh, I'm starved. I just want to hear Joe. I can hear this if I go out on my back porch tonight. I want to hear
Joe. Not this, though. This is, like, right up in the wings.
Mike, they're all over. I mean, out on my deck, there are maybe, I'm like 100 of the shells that are out there.
Well, coming into work, this is the first time I saw them coming right off the exit.
And at my house, where the shells are all...
Hold on. Excuse me, Buzz. I thought he was saying something. What, Buzz?
Something about them being at it again. At my house, where the shells are piled up, now the dead ones, the adults, are going there to die, and it stinks to high heaven.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
A death pile.
Yes.
Are they climbing ladders?
Oh, God.
No.
How's Marcia feeling today?
I don't know. She's at work.
God. You're kidding.
Overtaken. Oh, there's white bug guts on the microphone. And I don't know how long you'll be hearing from this mic. This may become a bass drum mic from now.
A bass drum mic. Put it in my basement. Use it on the bass drum.
That concludes National Geographic's foray into bug world. I mean, what do you want? I dropped the tape recorder and everything. We've got bug noises deluxe on this thing. We'll probably never work again, but hey, we've got bug noises. And I've got bugs on my legs.
Gotcha.
Bugs all over the place. Tune in next week and we'll go hunting crocodiles in the Amazon. Till the next 17 years, we'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.
And he did. Ardinger.
You know what I was thinking?
Oh.
It'd be nice if he could, 17 years later, recreate the same thing.
Oh, he can do
Hello.
It.
Hello, Don and Mike. I guarantee you, we could have played that tape, and a lot of people would have thought...
Yeah, would think it's not 17 years.
Joe from last night. Yeah. Oh, Steven.
Yeah, hey, you guys, I think my crap detector's going off here. That's not Joe Ardinger. That's Joe Namath. I heard him say he was struggling to get the pupa off him.
Yeah!
I want to kiss you.
Hello, Dan. Don and Mike. Dan.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing?
We're doing great. Thanks, Dan.
Hey, I don't know how that's coming over when you guys hear on your headphones, but to me it sounds like the ship from the War of the Worlds movie.
Yeah, very...
Yeah, that old radio phone sounding. Yeah.
Well, that's what those bugs... Where are you calling from?
Sacramento.
Out of the West Coast, you don't know. They do make that sound. When you leave our building...
Do they really make that?
Yeah. Yes, they do.
And you know,
yes,
I would not be surprised if that's the sound they used in Star Trek and in the War of the Worlds, because it sounds so much like it.
Mm-hmm.
It would almost have to be related somehow.
Rob?
Hey, guys?
No, not you. And another one. Rob?
Do you remember the HBO special with the mental guy that said, "I can't handle it. I want to get out of here"?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, Bellevue.
That's Joe. Go back to the first segment.
I've been here 7 years.
Towards the end, and he sounds.
I hate this
like
place.
All right, hold there on a second.
Nothing works.
I hate this place.
Right,
nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years.
All right, hold on. Let's listen to 17 years ago, Joe.
Check. 1, 2, 3. This is Hardinger.
Nothing works here.
Foraging out into my front lawn at this very minute. It's about 3:20 on Sunday morning.
Here. The medications don't work. I hate this place. Nothing works here. I've been here for 7 years. Nothing works here. Nothing works here.
Obviously, he doesn't like this.
Pretty good. All right, thank you, my friend.
There you go.
All right, see ya. Goodbye. And one more here, Chris. Chris, hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, the funny thing about it is there were actually no bugs there at all. It was all the farms kicking in Joe's head. The bugs everywhere, man.
Yeah, man, they're crawling all over.
Yeah, man.
They're overtaking me.
They're actually tape of George Michael out of the cicadas anyway.
They're on my back. They're on my foot.
And they're in my hair. I'm being overtaken. Watch out. Rainy day women. 12:35. What?
You gonna drink that, man?
You gonna drink that? Pass it over here.
All right, get out of here.
Roach, man.
Bye.
Oh, what the hell was that?
I don't know. You think it was a guy? I thought it was a tribute to the founder of the Little Rascals.
Oh, Hal Roach.
Hal Roach. Mm-hmm. Hal Roach. And the ba was simply the old DJ way of saying goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Ba. Oh, it's
the way Ryan Seacrest would say goodbye if he didn't say Seacrest out.
Speaking of, I have to tell you, the first guy that I ever heard say bah and get away with it was Larry Lujack.
Uh-huh.
This jockey at WLS in Chicago I worked there.
Okay.
And one time, Larry Lujack cracked my ass up like you wouldn't believe it. He didn't even know I was watching him. He pulled out of the radio station one day. He had a Corvette. This is 1981.
Right. Okay.
He's got a Corvette. He's a famous disc jockey. He's kind of like Imus. He's got the old skin and the cowboy hat.
Don Amai?
And he pulls out of the radio station as I'm walking in. Now, I see a super jock, and he's waiting to pull onto Michigan Avenue, and a guy at the stoplight slows down as he's walking, coming by. His car's coming by. Larry's pulling out, and the guy's also driving a Corvette.
Uh-huh.
The guy gives Larry Lujack one of these... How you doing? You're a member of the club.
You have a Corvette, too.
He gives him, like, the Boy Scout, the how you doing, the salute. And Larry Lujack, without even batting an eye, just turns around and gives him the finger. Just gives him the finger.
Nice guy.
And
he's a superhuman being.
Yeah. You know what? The only reason it just made me think of that.
Right.
I swear to God, I did the same thing today.
Did you really?
Today. I'm coming to work. I drive a car that a lot of people drive, and there was a guy that was coming towards me on a two-lane road.
Right.
Same car, same color, same year and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And as...
In another hybrid?
As he got... That's right, the Prius.
Right.
As he got closer, he nodded and gave me the one finger, not the finger, but gave me the...
Hey, I've got this vehicle, the same one you have.
Hey, and I swear to God, Larry Lujack gave him my mind, and I gave him a look, too, like... Oh, just, hey, pal. Like, I gave it to him, like, and a good and long one where I kept it. And then the guy drove by, and I thought, what is wrong with me? And then I remembered.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it was cool when Larry Lujack did it.
So it was down in your subconscious. You just react.
Learned behavior.
Yeah, learned behavior. Thank you, Buzz.
That's what
learned,
it is.
Learned behavior.
Right.
And thank you, Joe.
Check. 1, 2, 3. This is... Hardinger, and we're foraging out into my front lawn at this very minute. It's about 3:20 on Sunday morning.
Young Joe Hardinger,
try to record some locusts.
A young broadcaster.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don't tell me they're just like letting the audience just f***ing stand out there like that. Oh my God, okay. So let's hurry, y'all, seriously. This is retarded. They told me they were going to do a vamp. Oh, f***. Oh no, what are they doing? Let me see. Oh, my Panthers are joined, I grew! I thought they were going to... I know, well, I'm just not going to just stand out there. I thought they were going to f***ing vamp. Okay, thanks.
retarded.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yo.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Right, right.
I must say, from where I sit, I am truly enjoying your colorful patois.
Yeah, thank you, friend.
They respectfully declined. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We had a tape of Britney Spears there. And would you be surprised if I told you that of all the celebrities who are not naked,
right?
If you had a picture of Britney Spears, you get the most money for it.
That'd be the one?
That would be the one.
That's the big, and, but she's not naked anywhere.
No, I mean, she's naked everywhere, but she's not naked on film.
Right.
Britney Spears or Angelina Jolie.
Oh, boy.
They are.
But wait a minute, but I've seen.
Yeah.
You know, there are movies where she's been naked.
This is not from a movie.
Ah.
This is if they were going to pose.
Mm. Okay.
For Playboy, Penthouse, and stuff like Stuff and
right.
Maxim doesn't count.
Right. Okay. All right.
So they're talking about your main skin magazines.
Mm-hmm. How much they'd pay?
Who would they love to have? They would pay $1.2 million for either Britney Spears or Angelina Jolie.
And neither one of them needs that money.
Right. Playgirl magazine says that they would pay Justin Timberlake $400,000.
Now, why are the guys getting less money? That's what I want to know.
The show is twigs and
they
berries.
Always do. I don't know.
Because, I mean, I would think, really, it should be equal that, the guys and the girls should...
But, Mike, hold on. They're
supposed to be an equal moneymaker.
Let me finish. Playgirl said... George Clooney? No, that's $1 million.
Oh, okay. Oh. All right, if you get Clooney.
And if you get Brad Pitt, $2 million.
Really, $2 million?
If he would pose... Remember we had Playgirl in here a couple of weeks ago. Just yeah.
Boy, did we.
The queerest magazine. The cheapest celebrity, I mean, I'm sure there are some who, obviously, there's lots more who could command less.
Sure. Right.
But on the list that Playboy and Penthouse got together... Matthew McConaughey is at the bottom of the celebrity list. Playgirl would only pay $200,000.
Really?
For him to get naked. They would pay more for Ryan Seacrest to get naked.
Wow.
Than they would Matthew McConaughey.
Who would?
Oh, you know, hold on. Before I get to this other stuff, I know what time it is. Say, kids, you know what's opening next week? The Harry Potter movie.
Yeah.
And what's your Harry Potter getaway station? This station.
Yay!
Whatever station you're listening to right now. It's Don and Mike's show.
I love that music.
We're going to call the Harry Potter hotline, where every day Harry Potter has a message, I think, for one specific fan. I'm not really sure exactly.
Great service.
How this works, but it's... Just let me get... the Harry Potter hotline.
Hello. Welcome to the Harry Potter hotline.
Oh, here it is.
I'm your host, Harry Potter. To hear about the movie, press 1.
I don't care about that.
To hear about what the merchandise is that we're offering on the Harry Potter hotline, press 2.
I don't want
to
hear that.
To hear Harry Potter's tribute to his number one fan, press 3. Hi, Rob.
Hi.
I'm Harry Potter. And I'm looking at you.
You're a magical sorcerer, aren't you?
There's no one like Rob Spiewak. That's why today... I've written a poem, Ode to Rob.
Oh, this is good on the Harry Potter hotline.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I like Robbie, and you will too. Rob's so big and very strong. I've known him for quite some time. That doesn't rhyme. This upper plate sucks. Can't eat any corn at all. Gosh, am I frustrated. I'll tell you, when I have to eat my food through a straw, I only think of one man.
Who's that?
Rob Spiewak.
And who are you?
Hi, Don. I'm Harry Potter. Touch my magic wand.
Thanks, Harry.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for calling the Harry Potter hotline.
Bye-bye.
Can I get one person to say goodbye to me? Please?
Doesn't want
to
hang out.
Sure.
Please.
Hold on. Here he is.
Hello.
Isn't this a tape?
Rob.
HP.
Harry Potter.
How are you?
How are you?
It's been too long.
God, I miss you.
Hey, guys, three words I want to say to you.
Sure.
Outback Steakhouse.
Would you like to go?
Love to.
I'm in L.A., but I'll fly across the country to enjoy a porterhouse with you.
We can split an onion.
Rob?
Harry.
I'm wearing my robe.
Okay, hang up now, Harry.
The fuzzy one. Bye!
Bye, Harry.
Run, Rob.
I feel dirty.
That's the Harry Potter hotline. You know, that's supposed to be a number that any young boy or girl, any lad or lassie could call.
That's scary.
And yet, for whatever reason, it's like just for Rob's speed bump.
It seems like it's customized to Rob.
Huh. I don't get it. Rob. Interesting.
You know what? Don't put that away. Leave that music in there, because I'm going to call that again later.
I think that's smart.
Because I think that was just Harry Morgan. You know, the guy from MASH.
No way.
That's what I think.
Absolutely no way.
You remember a couple of months ago. Here we go. Spotlight on Las Vegas.
Hey.
Viva Las Vegas.
Yeah. I don't know how many months ago this was, but we got caught up in this thing, the hunting for Bambi. Remember where there was a guy in Las Vegas who said for $25,000, you come out to his ranch, there's naked and semi-naked girls. You can shoot them with paintballs.
Right.
And then you get a videotape of it, and it was implied that after you shot them with paintballs, you would shoot them with paintballs some more, and then you would...
you would have your way.
You would reload and shoot them again.
You would have it your way.
Yes. And then after we talked about it, actually, I think we got hipped to it by whatever our CBS affiliate TV station is in Las Vegas.
Right.
They did a story on it. They sent us an email.
Right.
We talked about it. As it turns out, the whole thing, we found out a few days later, was a scam. And now here's the very latest. The Hunting for Bambi creator has admitted it was a scam. He was in court in Las Vegas on Tuesday, and he pleaded guilty. Misdemeanor charges. They gave him a six-month suspended sentence, and they fined him $1,000. He said the paintball hunts were real as part of an advertising strategy for his videos.
What we were talking about when we had this story out the first time was the pain involved.
Yeah, that's
because I mean, we've played paintball, and you get hit by a paintball at even slightly close range, it's going to hurt.
He's talking about beautiful girls and bikinis, and
ow, don't hurt me.
Anyway, and the story—if you remember when we were looking at the story—and all of it had every element that you need in an unbelievable story, like that German businessmen were flying over here from the Deutschland and paying $25,000.
I'm from Dusseldorf. I wish to shoot the bikini girls.
For the chance to do this.
And it wasn't bikini. They were naked, right?
Well, bikini is what it started as. And
right.
Then as you paid more money, the girls were naked and more stuff happened.
I used to go hunting, though.
The guy said during his testimony, while he pleaded guilty, you know, is there anything you want to say? And he said, I'm embarrassed. I was just trying to sell a video, and I was really doing this for the city of Las Vegas.
Oh, come on.
So the judge said, you know, get bent.
And I love it when a judge says that.
And took his money. I think we mentioned earlier in the day, oh, I know, when we were talking about that that great, absolutely X-rated show, 2.5 Men.
Yes.
Mentioning that we work for CBS, we're proud to work for CBS.
Yes, of course we are.
And I want you to know something, Mike. See, the app, long-rumored, Viacom, is coming out with its first ever gay network.
An entire network?
Now.
Hallelujah.
Can you guess what the name is? Now, I mean, keeping in mind, we don't do the show that we used to do.
Right.
It's not like Bung TV.
No. The Rainbow Network?
Not the Rainbow Network.
That'd be good.
No, it's not. It's not Clay Aiken TV. The name that they have chosen is... Logo!
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 Logo.
Logo.
L-O-G-O-L-O. Logo. Hello.
Hello.
This is Logo.
Logo. I don't get it.
Nor do I.
No one does anybody try to explain it? I didn't get Spike TV either.
Well, that's, I guess, for men.
Spike's kind of a macho. Hey, Spike.
Yeah, but Logo.
Right. Logo.
Would gays like Logo? I mean,
I don't know.
Everybody likes logos. Sure. Well, I got the Tommy Bahama logo on today.
You're wearing them.
Maybe it's Logo.
I hadn't thought about that.
Or maybe
certain things you don't need to say anything more.
Or in extreme cases, maybe it's Logo.
Oh, yeah.
Logo. Logo will be available on cable systems throughout America. 14 million homes. Now, here's the deal.
Uh-huh.
It's not going to be gay programming, though.
Really?
It's not going to be like what do you do when you come home from a date and your man's pits smell like BO and you want to, you know, whatever the gay issues are, they're just going to run regular shows.
Like Bewitched?
They're going to run. They don't have a list of shows. They've not sent us a list of shows that they're going to run.
The Galloping Gourmet.
They're going to get a monthly gay news magazine from CBS News.
Uh-huh.
They're going to have MTV-style news breaks. Okay. And
tonight on Logo, it's another episode of The Waltons.
And they're going to run videos. Uh-huh. Now, outside of running like George Michael videos.
Right.
I mean, what do you
George Michael.
I mean, and Robbie Williams or
right.
Whatever that guy's name is.
Right.
How many hours of the day can you possibly fill?
They have any interview shows or anything like that?
Doesn't say anything like that.
Tonight we'll talk to Rob Lowe.
Just says that gays, this is someone from CBS now.
Gays.
Gays are a huge force in cable.
Really?
Yes. And also, we don't think Logo is indecent.
Don't you think we should put together our gay network? I mean, our gay, I mean, you've always fancied yourself as a TV program director, and I would say, what is the, you know, what would be your primetime night?
Mm,
you had to do it, if you had that big, bulletin board.
I tell you what, I wouldn't pander to my gays. I wouldn't put crap on like Will and Grace.
No.
Where you've got, you know, you've got the gay, okay.
Yeah, where it's the over-the-top stereotypical gay guy.
There's the gay guy who's okay, and then hold on. There's the faggot. You know what I mean? Like, with the funny one comes in, as soon as he comes in, and he's talented, but the way they set it up on that show is, I guess it's Will, is that the guy that lives with Grace?
Right, right.
He's the gay guy who, you know, you can tolerate.
Well, okay, first
and then the other guy comes in and is like, hello! Guess what I do when I go out with other men?
He's great at making entrances. That's part of his thing. You need an anchor man to anchor the whole thing. May I suggest Stone Phillips? You know, you're not beating anybody over the head with it. It's just there it
work.
Rugged good looks of Stone Phillips.
If you go with the second string network guys, do you know? Are you familiar with John Sigenthaler from NBC?
Is it Sigenthaler?
Whatever it is.
John Sigenthaler.
He loves wearing a red tie.
Yeah, power tie.
And the guy on CBS?
John Roberts. Have you seen him? The next in line for Dan Rather?
Yeah,
absolutely.
They could all be dreams.
I'm John Roberts.
Anyway, it's coming soon. They say they're not going to use profanity. There's going to be no sex on a gay channel. It's mainstream programming that shows you will see everywhere else, except it's targeted to gays.
People's Court. That works with anything.
Yeah. Anyway, and also, just because I'm crazy about gays, you should know that Rosie O'Donnell, who should just really shut up, frig up.
Thank you for tuning in to Logo. It's another Bonanza Marathon.
Now, Mike, that could work. And so could My Three Sons.
Andy Griffith.
I mean, so could Batman and Robin.
Oh, sure.
Think about all your great homoerotic shows.
Hey, don't leave everybody out. How about Jake and the Fat Man? Something for everyone.
Mannix.
Barnaby Jones.
Right. Like, you tell me that he was getting it on with Lee Merriweather?
Right.
I think not. Judd Clampett when he was Barnaby Jones?
You're watching Logo. Stay tuned for the Magnum Marathon.
And what about designing women?
Oh, yeah.
Design them.
Yeah, I think that would work. That would work. Family Affair.
Anyway, Rosie O'Donnell, who is also a gay, just won't shut up about it, about being gay.
No.
You know, for years she hid it when she had the TV show and all. She pretended to all the housewives.
Right. That she liked Tom Cruise.
She loved Tom Cruise.
Right.
You know, which was just ridiculous because everybody knew it wasn't so.
Right.
Then she didn't handle it the right way.
Well, don't you find, though, I mean, when you look back at that, don't you find Tom Cruise kind of womanly? I find Tom Cruise very womanly.
Well, listen, there's a million gay rumors about Tom Cruise.
Yeah, well, so, you know, it was probably easier for her to fake it.
So Rosie O'Donnell has the TV show, and then she's gay, and then all of a sudden she's not doing a TV show that's funny, it's about issues, and she's, like, just radical and shut up, and she, remember she had the Hitler hair for a while?
Right.
The Boy George thing, and she had the magazine. Now, she had a magazine that was supposed to be, like, Ladies Home Journal. Thing goes out of business, she ends up suing the guy that's in the magazine, whether she's, like, fighting with people all the time.
Right.
Now she's got a gay cruise line, and she's coming out with a magazine for gay families only.
Really?
Yes. She's the editor. She's the publisher.
Is it called Logo?
It's the Rosie O'Donnell. You took the words right out of my mouth. Logo by Rosie O'Donnell.
Logo.
Hold on. Here's somebody who maybe knows something about Logo. Miguel? Hey, Miguel.
Oh, dear. Miguel.
Hold on. Miguel?
Joe?
This is Joe.
Joe, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, what about BJ and the Bear?
Perfect.
Okay, then that would be another great show for the Logo Network.
Be fantastic.
Hello, Miguel.
You know, don't they all work?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to say for your gay children, you could have He-Man as the cartoons.
Yeah, He-Man would have to run every morning.
Yeah.
But yes, for, as you say, for the gay children.
For the
gay kids that are being brought up in the gay home, mm-hmm. gay homes, let them watch that. Okay.
I look forward to it. It's a debut.
I need the special music here.
Oh, yeah.
Because spotlight now, Mike, on if we could get serious for a second.
I always like to once in a while.
If I could just get down to brass tacks with you for just a second, as soon as Rob finds the music. Now, we like highlighting stories about circus performers
mm-hmm.
that tumble to their death.
Mm-hmm.
And it's happened again recently.
Yes.
Right? It was just a couple weeks ago, another one of those.
Yeah, a lady fell off the high wire.
Minneapolis.
But, Mike, it's a different ball game. When you got to talk about Spanky the Clown.
Oh, no.
Spanky's been with Ringling Brothers have been Barnum and Bailey Circus for many years. Let me show you a picture here of Spanky.
Oh, look at Spanky.
Isn't he cute?
The flame red hair, the red nose, the big blue bow tie.
Oh, he's good with kids.
You just can't help yourself, can you?
You know something we don't? No. I just, you know, kids love clowns.
Spanky's arrested on porn charges.
Oh, dear. You know, sometimes I wish this was TV.
Oh, God. And it's not just porn. It's kiddie porn.
Oh, no.
Kiddie porn for Spanky.
Oh, Spanky.
Let me see. Customs agents say that they've been looking at... Been looking at Spanky the Clown, also known as Thomas Rico. They've been looking at Spanky the Clown for about a year now.
Oh, no.
They've looked at his credit card bills. They've looked at tens of thousands of names from internet porn sites that he logged on as. The circus says... We don't know this Spanky that you're speaking of. We only know...
Spanky doesn't work here
we
anymore.
We only know Tom Rico. We don't know if he... And right now, they don't know if he's done anything with any kids at the circus.
Oh,
they don't think so.
Very bad.
This is another guy that gives all the good, solid, straight clowns out there a bad name.
I mean, it's just a series of clowns, these evil clowns.
And the name... Spanky. And you got to see. You know what? You go to CNN.com, do a search on Spanky the Clown.
You'll find it.
And you'll see this picture. Now, Mike, take a good look at the picture of Spanky the Clown.
It's so typical. It is so typical. Oh, that is one disturbing... You know, clowns scare me anyway.
I know. And like they've
Thomas
been,
Alan Rico.
They've been tracking him for years, and they finally found him, and his name is Spanky.
Or Riccio.
His name is Spanky, Ricardo, or whatever.
Thomas Alan Riccio.
Whatever the hell his name is.
And he's gone. God, that is disturbing.
I know it is. Look at the picture. His name is Spanky. I ask you, Ringling Brother, or Barnum, or Bailey... What are you going to do about this PR? You got your acrobats being squashed like bugs.
It's the season, too. I mean, this is when the circus comes to town.
You've got Spanky out there with his child pornography.
You know what this is doing? This is putting the squeaky clean reputation of circus performers at risk.
Yeah, and it's the reason Baby cries the day the circus comes to town.
Hey. Hold your feelings inside.
Don't cry out loud. Hold your feelings inside. And when you fail, as you will, just remember, you almost had it all.
Just like Spanky.
Loser.
He had the clowning world at his feet.
Yeah.
His big feet. His big oversized feet. That is a disturbing photograph.
It is.
I can't stop looking at it.
Yeah. Did you do the CNN search for it, Buzz?
No, I was just looking for Google images. But there he is, Buzz.
Go to CNN.
No, I've seen him.
Oh, have you really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you knew about it, of course. You were a step ahead of me.
Newsman.
Yeah, yesterday we mentioned, here's another picture that I wanted to show you, Mike.
Okay.
The woman with the Nazi license plates.
Oh, dear.
Woman in South Africa has upset Jews with her car's personalized license plates.
You think?
They say Nazi WP. I don't know what the WP stands for. Here is the picture of the woman very proudly standing in front of her car. with the license plates N-A-Z-I, Nazi, dash, W-P.
Wow.
Let me see. And now here's what she says. She says that it's her name. Now, her name is S-H-A-N-N-A-A-Z. S-H-A-N.
Shanaz?
Shanaz.
Mm-hmm. That clown has a big Shanaz.
She said her mom abbreviated Shanaz to Nazi when she was 1 year old.
I'm sorry. I'm not buying it.
And it's been her nickname ever since.
Hey, Nazi.
Now, I don't get this because this girl in this picture appears to be about 20 years old.
Well, the nickname theory is accurate because we've had program directors who we've given that nickname.
Understood, but they're not sure. Can you imagine that you got like a 3-year-old girl? Yeah. Hey, Nazi! Come on, who wants... And can you imagine the confusion if you played a game?
Right.
Nazi wants to play Yahtzee.
Oh, man, Nazi.
So now Nazi, believe it or not, some people found the license plates to be distasteful.
Really? Yeah, I would say so.
You think so?
I think Nazi's... I just don't think Nazi's telling the truth.
Nazi says she has a great regard for the law and that she has agreed to change the plates even though she thinks it's very unfair. And also, sidebar that you should know on this.
Right.
She's had the Nazi plates for 8 years.
Oh, my God. And now it's finally getting noticed?
Somebody called the cops.
Well, maybe she lives far away.
And hold on. Here's a good follow-up. Oh, I hope this guy's still on the phone. Hello, Don and Mike. You still there? Did I hang up on you? Hello?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Oh, no, it's a girl. I thought it was a guy. Hey, Don and Mike. Hello?
I think it's Nazi with pride. Is it WP?
Yeah, and we've had a lot of people...
Yeah, and she's trying to dupe them.
But the other caller saying it means white power.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Nazi WP. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, maybe the WP stands for white power.
Right.
Okay. You know, either one I could see. I mean, maybe she's just trying, now that she's gotten caught, she's trying to slither out of it.
And what person named Shanaz isn't for white power?
But here's the deal. If you're putting Nazi on your license plate and you are making some sort of evil political statement, you're probably not going to be fazed. I mean, if you're doing that, so she's either very, very stupid... Or she really is, you know, I don't buy the fact that she did this politically.
And all I know is that our phones are going crazy with people wanting to tell us that WP stands for white power.
Really? Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Advertisers, I know you quite often like to look inside the demographics of the Don and Mike show. There you go. I only got time of...
Calm down, Sacramento.
CBS, besides having the logo network, the gay network.
Right.
You know, they have the Republican and the Democratic conventions coming up very soon. They're going to have to televise them along with everybody else. Walter Cronkite wants to work.
Right.
You know what CBS said to him? CBS said, we'd love to have the great ultimate newsman of all time, Walter Cronkite, involved in our coverage.
Uh-huh. Walter Cronkite.
Then they sat him down in an office, and they said, Walter, here's what CBS is now. CBS is Viacom.
Mm-hmm.
CBS is all of these other networks. So, for the Democratic Convention and the National and the Republican National Convention, Walter Cronkite will be filing reports for MTV.
That's kind of cool.
I am not kidding.
That is kind of cool.
I am not. I feel bad for Walter Cronkite.
But that's the only. It's not for everybody. It's MTV.
Just for MTV.
Right.
So at okay. Now
kinda
hold
weird.
On. Hold on. At least Kurt Loder will have someone his own age now.
You're here all
week. Thank you. Here all week. I'm here for the next 4.5 years. And Mike...
this is Walter Cronkite. Stay tuned for Road Rules.
How sad is that? Yeah. Wild Boys. What is that show, The Wild Show? The Wild. Wild. I don't know. That's Wild.
On the Real World.
Wild. The last thing that I did want to mention, that it's been on the news... I saw it last night on the CBS Evening News, because I mentioned I work for CBS, we all do, and that's the only channel my TV gets.
I know. Tonight on Pimp My Rascal.
In 1992, in Singapore, they banned chewing gum.
Yeah.
Now, it's 2004.
Really?
This was on the news last night.
God.
They've legalized chewing gum in Singapore.
Isn't that where the guy got caned?
Oh, yeah. Yes, that's right. However, there's a catch. If you want to buy chewing gum in Singapore, you have to register your name and your government ID card with a pharmacist.
Yeah, well, they have to do a background check.
Any pharmacist who sells gum to you without you having all of the paperwork
right.
gets fined $2,900.
It's wow. not going to stop because the gum chewers are going to get their gum anyway.
So here's what they decided. They decided that gum is bad.
Right. I was trying to do the handgun thing.
I know you were.
It didn't work at all.
No, I got it.
Yeah, I did. Did he get it? Okay. I wasn't sure whether that was working at all.
Oh, I got it.
But they're just going to bring the gum into the inner city.
Yeah. If gum is outlawed.
Yeah, right.
Gum was legalized. Yeah, now this is where it gets screwy. Some guy from America is in on this. Some guy who's in the U.S. House of Representatives from Illinois got involved in this in Singapore.
Right.
Flew to Singapore and said, hey, dudes, how come you don't have chewing gum? It's like the greatest thing of all time. As it turns out, one of his constituents in the state of Illinois happens to be Wrigley.
Yeah, well, gum is a gateway snack.
You know, Wrigley, like Wrigley Field?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Wrigley gum?
Right.
So, as it turns out, Singapore has agreed that they will allow a therapeutic gum to be sold in their country.
Therapeutic gum? Mm.
The therapeutic gum that they have chosen is made coincidentally by Wrigley.
Of course it is.
It's Orbit gum.
Oh, Orbit, it lasts a long time.
Which has positive dental benefits.
Yes.
If you are caught smoking. If you're caught chewing.
It's a shame, though, after all this, that they're not going to get a stick of gum. And Orbit doesn't come in sticks. No. It comes in that little paper.
If you are caught, you know, it doesn't matter if you're chewing it, snorting it, pulling it like taffy. If you've got any kind of gum that's not Orbit gum.
I wish they weren't doing this.
You are going straight to jail.
Gum will lead to lozenges. Lozenges will lead to chocolate.
Mm-hmm. And you should know this as well about Singapore. Why you could get thrown in jail if you had a piece of Double Bubble or
right.
or Tutti Frutti or
so
whatever.
So it's only a specific kind of gum.
Yeah, you can only have Wrigley's Orbit gum. That's the only kind that's been approved. Otherwise, you're going to go to jail. Mm. However, I should also point out, like they did at the end of the news thing, they didn't make a big deal about it. Prostitution is legal and has always been legal in Singapore.
Would you give up your gum for prostitution?
I would.
That's the question that he does, but no hesitation from the newsman across the way.
Hello, Chris. Don and Mike. Hello, Chris.
Don and Mike, what's going on?
I mean, really, what is wrong with people? Huh. You can go over there and you could get anything that you go, oh, I love you long time. And imagine you get done, you give her a quarter for what she's done, and then you say, you know what I'd love would be a piece of double mint gum. And that's when the cops break in the
kick
door.
Kick the door in.
What? Did they say why gum is illegal?
Hold on.
It seems like a pretty strict rule.
It befouls the streets, buildings, and trains.
Okay, well, there you go.
You know what? Who hasn't stepped in gum once in a while? They're absolutely right.
That's
Chris.
Annoying.
Hey, Chris.
Don and Mike, what's going on, my brother?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, I wanted to let you know, my wife is from South Africa. The WP stands for Western Province. That's on a lot of license plates. And my wife is from Durban, so it's the actual license plate is from the province that you're in.
Okay, I buy that. That sounds credible.
But then it would just say Nazi Western Province.
No, it doesn't say Nazi. Yeah, it says Nazi Western Province. Like, my wife is from Durban, so therefore, like, her license plate would have NB on it for the Durban.
Okay, well, that's plausible. That's plausible.
Okay, but still, the woman did choose Nazi.
Yeah, that's true, but yeah, that's what WP stands for.
I really think, since she's denying it, she's saying it was a nickname, she's just an idiot.
Hello, Rob.
Misunderstanding, she pronounces it Nazi.
Hello.
Don, Mike.
Hey, you're on the air, hi.
Hey, man, Singapore, that's a backwards place. You know, in the 70s, Led Zeppelin was at their height touring. They took the whole tour there, and they're already booked into, like, coliseums and stuff, and they turned them away because of their long hair.
Because of that long hair.
And
but again,
Singapore is a scary, scary country.
It's okay to get laid in Singapore. You can get a hooker in the airport, but God forbid you chew on a piece of gum.
Very, very scary.
All right, thank you, my friend.
And
don't forget, let me just remind everybody, you can get the lead out tonight with Alex Jimenez. Tonight, get the lead out.
Fantastic.
It's all lead till you're dead. Tonight, with the monster of the 80s rock, Alex Jimenez. Yes, it's lead before bed.
Jefe will not be chewing gum.
Tonight, on WJFK, or your local station.
Get the lead out.
Listen, when we come back, we don't have an interview for today, but we do have a bunch of people that we'd like to interview. So what we will do when we come back is simply try to call some of these people.
Very good.
Live on the air.
Proof
we'll be right
that
back.
Comedy oh. doesn't need to be funny. Right. The Don and Mike Show.
I don't need to hear that now. That sounds,
it's bad to hear that.
It sounds better coming out of a break. Going into a break, it's like enforcing. This show sucks.
Are you upset?
The Don and Mike Show.
Would you like a stick of gum?
Would I? But I would like a hooker.
Yes, they have. Consider it done.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You have to think of the audience as a child that you're in charge of. And you have to do right by the child. And the child will ask for things that they shouldn't be given.
Are you guys listening?
Because it'll make them ultimately less happy. It'll be a better feeling for them.
You listening,
they'll look
children?
Back on this thing and have something that they experienced in their lives that didn't go to hell.
Jerry would know.
You hot and hairy bear studs, Don and Mike.
Yes, we are.
Yes,
and that is what we ask of you. What Jerry said.
We will play a game later. Give you a chance to win some cash. Tomorrow on the show, we're giving away a one-of-a-kind embroidered Don and Mike Harley leather jacket.
Much just like the ones we wear.
Yeah. Courtesy of Patriot Harley Davidson in the city of Fairfax. Live the legend. Also tomorrow, you'll get to meet our brand new producer. She doesn't officially start until after Memorial Day.
Ah.
But we'll call and get her going tomorrow.
Bam starts Tuesday of next week.
Beth Ann is her name.
Bam.
And tomorrow is Joe Artinger's 40th birthday.
And he's real excited about it.
Yeah, and because we don't get strippers anymore or sex shows, we asked Joe what he'd like, and he said, in all seriousness,
I'd like a magician.
Magician.
So we've gotten him swanky.
Yeah, yes.
And doesn't this magician also do balloon animals?
Which is great on the radio.
Fantastic.
Anyway, it's all for Joe. We'll do that tomorrow. Now, as I mentioned, we've got a bunch of interview topics we'd love to get to. A bunch of newsmakers that we'd like to call, but unfortunately we've not been able to book any of them. So we're just going to go through the list and just see who we can get.
Very good.
I'll give you the setup, and then Rob will make the call. There's a family in Arkansas, a woman who's 37. Her name is Michelle. She just had her 15th kid.
Wow.
Whoa. Let's call her up.
She may be busy.
Man, and the newest youngin' is named Jackson, and they're all J names. They all have J names. That's nutty.
Hi, Don.
Oh, hi, Robbie. Please get her permission.
Hi, Rob.
Yes, I shall. Hi, Buzz.
Yeah, Rob. Over 16 years, she's had 15 kids.
Wow. Took a year off.
We're talking about never stopping.
Joshua, here we go. Jana, John, David, Jill, Jessa, Jinger. Jinger. Joseph, Josiah, Joey, Apple. Joey, Anna.
She's got to be Catholic.
Jeremiah.
So it's Catholic radio.
Jedediah, Jason, James, and Justin.
Tell her that we operate, the birth control used on this show is a Catholic version. There we go.
Hey, we hit pay dirt.
So we're going to get the mama?
Yeah.
And boy, oh boy. You know, I can only imagine. Must look like a garbage disposal.
Oh, stop.
You know what I mean?
God.
15 kids.
I know you're kind of hung up with that, and you've been hung up with that in the past.
That's stretchy.
Yeah.
Play-Doh-like.
Absolutely.
It's big, and it's, you know, it's like, I wonder with the last kid, if they, you know, one time our garbage disposal.
Jackson was delivered via C-section, though.
Maybe before Jackson. Mm-hmm. Recently we had a problem with our garbage disposal.
Yeah.
And because I'm a man,
uh-huh.
I occasionally like to pretend I know what I'm doing.
Right.
I got the toilet plunger.
Right.
You know, the wooden end of it. Mm-hmm. I just jammed it like this down, and the garbage disposal just went like a wood chipper thing.
Mm-hmm. So it worked?
Yeah, it worked. Anyway, that's what I'm imagining.
Did you feel?
That's what I'm imagining.
Did you feel manly after doing that?
But no, I've forgotten about that.
Yeah.
Just
you're
think
thinking about that. Yeah.
Just think about the way that garbage disposal looked.
Right.
All angry with the teeth exposed, with having cut through the wood.
I think I see what you're talking about. Rob is engaged in quite a negotiation here.
I would think after 12, they'd just fall out.
It'd be like that Monty Python meaning of life.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the lady's standing at the sink, and the baby just comes out.
Yeah, like that.
Pump.
And furthermore, get that for me, will you?
Yeah, exactly.
I would imagine when you get to, like, kid number 8, really, how good's that milk?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You never know.
An expiration. Who is it? The lady?
That's Michelle Duggar.
It's Michelle. Hey, Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hello there.
Hey,
wow. Michelle, we're going to applaud you.
Thank you for joining us on our show.
You're welcome.
You
Thank
are
you.
You are the first person. We had a list of people we wanted to call, wanted just to say hello to on a radio show.
How are you feeling?
Well, I am feeling better now. Gave birth to our little boy Jackson by C-section, and I'm feeling better today. Recovering slower than
you. You know, you sound tiny. How tall are you?
I'm 5'2".
Jesus!
Wow!
Jesus! Okay. Have you delivered all your children via C-section?
Second C-section.
This is my second C-section. And all the others have been natural.
I have to ask. We don't bring religion into the show. I just have to know. Are you Catholic?
Actually, we're not. We're Baptist, but we love children.
Oh, wow! And 15 kids.
Yes.
That sounds like one of the old Catholic families that I grew up in a town with.
You know that Steve Martin movie was just fake. Where he had all those kids and everything worked out, and they had that giant trampoline in the backyard and the big ball cage, and how they all loved each other. And they, I mean, not that you and your kids won't love each other, but they kind of had it working like a factory where they made pancakes together in the morning. I can't imagine that really having 15 kids. Of course, it's great, but
it is great. We really, really believe that they are a gift from God, and we love each one of them. They are so precious, and it really is a lot of fun. I think every time we go someplace or do something, it's always amazing. We go out in our bus to have a family outing.
Now, do you have a real bus?
We do. We have a 21-passenger bus.
Wow, good bus.
Of course, they do.
We love to go, like, roller skating and bike riding, and we'll load up all of our stuff and go to a park.
I bet the miniature golf places love you.
Oh, boy. And when we pile out, they're all counting. You can see people counting. You know, they're going, 1, 2, 3. And they usually will come up and say, is this a school or a kinder care?
Now, do you have a problem, like, if you go to an all-you-can-eat joint?
Do what?
Do you have a problem if you take your kids to an all-you-can-eat place?
Well, no, actually, they do pretty good if they have good children's meals.
Yeah, how about kids eat free?
Right, we know where
kids eat free would drive them nuts.
Oh, I've
right.
seen, and I've seen the ads at Holiday Inn where they say kids stay free. You know, like in a hotel.
Yeah. You need a whole floor.
I think usually they found a way where they can protect themselves. They'll limit it. So many children per paying adult.
Well, since you're 37 years old, is your hair completely snow white?
No, actually, I have dark hair. I haven't gotten any gray hairs yet.
May I ask
my children keep me young. They keep you energetic and going.
May I ask the celebrity you most resemble, Michelle?
The celebrity that I most resemble?
Yes.
I don't know a celebrity that I would most resemble.
Well, let's see. Do you watch TV? Because I'll give you some girls on
Black
TV.
Black hair, 5'2".
I don't watch TV. We actually, whenever Jim Mom and I got married, we went to a counselor before we were married through our church, and he was a well-known medical doctor who would counsel people before they got married, and a Christian man. And anyway, he encouraged us not to have a TV for the first year of our marriage.
Oh.
A pet.
Was that awful? Was that awful news?
That would be healthy.
I've been married for almost 24 years, and I guarantee we wouldn't have made it past the first night if I didn't have TV.
So, I would think that you didn't watch TV because you never get out of the laundry room.
And it's amazing. The thing that is so neat about it, though, we made that commitment for the first year of our marriage, and it was so special because the communication level was great.
So, honey,
after the first year, we hooked up the TV, and we were both
God
at how much it had changed. And then secondly, we were both glued to the tube, and we weren't communicating anymore.
Right,
and
like
so
most
after
people.
A month, we cut it off, and since then, we have not had, like, regular TV in our home.
Are you like a Quaker or a Mormon or something like
that? Baptist.
No. I know she's Baptist, but I mean, yeah.
No.
What line of work is your husband in?
Now, we owned a car business for 13 years. We started our own business here in Springdale, and it was a growing business, and we sold that about in 98 when we were going to run for political office because we knew that we couldn't do both. And so when we sold that business, we reinvested the money.
You are crazy, honey.
Wow. For Christmas, I would say, you know what, you'd be a good business for you. You'd be a house painting.
Knock
that out in a short time. All wear the same hats.
For Christmas, what do? You give every kid a marble for Christmas? What do you... I mean, really?
That's a lot of presents.
I mean, yeah. Really?
Yeah. Anyway.
Who wants pie?
Jim Bob has a very good precept of the future as far as vision and looking forward to the future. So all of the money that we made off of our business that we sold, he reinvested into commercial property. And so now we have an income coming in from commercial property that we bought.
You just you said you just had a baby Jackson?
Correct.
When did you give birth to Jackson?
On Sunday. He's 4 days old.
So I take it you're pregnant again, right?
Not yet.
you just had a kid 4 days ago, and here you are on the radio with us. Are you taking care of the other kids now, or while you have 4 days since you've given birth, are you allowed to take a few days off?
Oh, I'm taking days off right now, yes. I've been sleeping and spending time with the baby, and grandma's here, and daddy's here, and my
poor parents. Grandma. Poor grandma must be, oh my God.
But we have a lot
poor grandma,
of
poor OBGYN.
Well, our older children are very good helpers. They love the little guys. And the little ones think those older ones are the greatest thing that ever walked on the earth. They follow them around and just love them so much. And so the older ones really can run the household and help out and while grandma's here with them.
Hey, I look at it this way. You know, I think the odds of you being, like, taken care of in your old age are really terrific.
Well, it might be.
She is 37, and she has just popped out her 15th child.
And there's a you know, with 15 kids, you know, they're not all going to be losers.
Right.
You know what I mean?
We have two sets of twins, and so we have our oldest is 16, that's Joshua, and then we have twins that are 14, that's Jana and John David.
Do you have any secrets to fertility that you would like to share with some of our listeners that may not be as fertile as you?
Well, the only thing I can say is that the Lord opens and closes the womb, and he's the one who's in charge. And I know that I cry.
Laying it all on God's doorstep. There you go. Okay. Nothing like Brussels sprouts or anything like that?
No, I really can't give any of those.
No, you just got this. Call Jesus. Hey, Jesus, open my womb.
There you go.
There you go.
And I prayed, and the Lord heard my prayer. And
did you pray for kid number 15?
I did. I really did want more.
Wow.
You know, if he saw fit.
Aren't you exhausted?
Well, no.
Do you think,
he's young. You really keep busy.
Wow.
Do you think you'll ever be able to ride a horse? Do you think you'll ever be able to do
that? Actually, that's one that we enjoy doing that as a family, too. We go horseback riding.
Well, that's it. I'm sorry. She's Superwoman.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. And keeping that disposition, do you ever just lose it?
Well, I imagine there's probably moments throughout the day when everything falls apart. Maybe, you know, you burn the food on the stove, somebody's knocking on the door, the baby's crying, the dog gets his tail stepped on or something, you know, and you're like, this is like maybe a 14-ring circus right now.
How many square feet is your house?
Our house that we're in right now is 2,400 square feet.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
7,000 square feet. And so when we move into our new home, we will have 4 washers and 8 dryers. Right now we have 2 washers and 4 dryers.
Yeah. Let me ask you something. Do you still enjoy having relations with your husband?
I think that's part of the marriage part that God says is. That's part of the purpose.
Right. There you go. I'm taking that as a yes.
They say when you have 12 that the middle one is troubled. Have you found that to be the case?
You know, they are all so precious. They really are. And we've always encouraged them to be each other's best friends.
Wow.
And that's
nice.
They really love
you. You know, I bet it would be, I would think, like, for a kid between the ages of, 6 and 12, it would be a blast.
I think for a parent, it's like an invitation to run away and go to another country. Listen, my wife, I've been married almost 24 years. We got one, and he's just gone to college last year, and he's back home this year. And I tell you what, I love him with all my heart. Don't take this the wrong way. I could kill him in a minute. I was up in his room today waking him up. We got a rule in our house. No chewing tobacco in the house. And he's got his Gatorade bottle.
Good rule.
He's got his Gatorade bottle that's half full of his
chewing tobacco in the house.
Well, you know, we say
that is just funny.
The thing is, we don't want him to do it, but what are you going to do?
Right. Yeah.
You know, I mean,
well,
we say,
you know, I've even said to my children, my girls that are older and all, we spend a lot of time talking, and the older boys spend a lot of time talking with dad too. And I said to them, you know, I can't think of anybody else that I'd rather spend time with than you all. And Daddy, of course. They're my best friends. And I said, I know that the Lord's going to lead them in their life where they need to go.
Hey, you said the state you're from is Arkansas. Is the town called Stepford?
No, it's called Springdale.
Oh, okay.
Springdale.
Was just
then you would be a Stepford wife.
Stepford wife. She's mm-hmm. She sounds. It's scaring amazing. Me a little bit because she's a little robotic. You are real, right? You're human?
I am human.
All right.
Really? And do you ever get mad at your husband? Do you ever, like, call him an idiot?
There are moments that we have disagreements, but we communicate. Jim Bob is a very good communicator.
I think I know the main way he communicates with you. I think he's made that long-distance call 15 times. maybe he's made it a few more than that.
Yeah, probably.
But he's had a good operator on 15 of those calls.
And how old is your husband, ma'am?
Jim Bob is 38.
38, 1 year older. So
wow,
that's it. Boy, how's he doing? Just out of curiosity. I don't care if he's Superman. Any guy, a guy, it's one thing. You've got mom, but when you've got dad, how's dad doing?
Oh, dad is doing great.
God.
He has a good head on his shoulders. He is very business-minded, and
he is ready to snap.
Is that a picture of him?
I got a picture of when they were on Good Morning America, Michelle and Jim Bob.
Wow.
Look at this with all of their kids. Look at that guy. Tell me that guy's just not like the, what was the Kevin Spacey movie? American Beauty?
Yes.
Tell me he's not one step away from going to his garage.
What a beautiful family you have, though, seriously.
Thank you.
They are good-looking kids.
Well,
they really are.
Thank you for coming on our show, Michelle. We're not one of those shows that will give you free diapers or free Robitussin or anything.
All right.
We just wanted to talk to the lady that had 15 kids.
Yeah. And that one in the lower right-hand corner there, Michelle, that one's trouble. Just take my word for it. Okay? Watch out. That one's trouble.
Well, thank you.
Do you think God knows you own a bus?
Do what?
Do you think God knows you own a bus?
Oh, I know he knows.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, he knows it all.
Absolutely.
Why don't we ask God for one of those nice minivans with the DVDs in it?
Well, a minivan.
They couldn't handle it.
Not big enough.
I'm sorry. What am I thinking?
Maybe a fleet of minivans.
A maxi van. All right. Listen, nice talking to you. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
And my advice, as always, as I say, thank the Lord for all blessings and cross your legs. Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye, Michelle.
Bye, Michelle.
Bye-bye.
Wow, that's pretty incredible.
You know, my Uncle Dana has five boys, and we always tease him that he's got a basketball team. I mean, this lady's got a league.
That is amazing. She was a little scary. I don't know why, but
I'll tell you why.
She was a little scary.
Because she was too nice.
Yeah, well,
she's like, squeezed out 15 kids. She's like, my husband's the greatest. We're all the greatest. We're all so happy.
Was it just me? Didn't you want to just hear her right in the middle of that, go, Jason, shut up!
Yes. We've had so many guests crack when you guys talk to them about stuff.
Yeah.
And obviously.
No, she was impenetrable. Maybe I'll rephrase that.
She obviously is not impenetrable.
When you get to, kid number 12 or 13, you guys are just small potatoes.
Exactly.
All right,
that's
call.
Right.
Listen, call now. If you want to talk on the radio, we'll take your phone calls here with the rotating random phone scan. These are on-screen calls. Any topic goes. Any topic at all. 877-365-3636. Call, whether your name is Jackson, Joshua, Jana, Jana, John David, Jill, Jessa, Ginger with a J, that's dumb, Joseph, Josiah, Joy, Anna, Jeremiah,
Jedediah,
Jason, James, and Justin. And I didn't even have the heart to mention her husband's name.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's Jim Bob.
Jim Bob.
Of course it's Jim
and
Bob.
You don't need to go for the full Jedediah. You can just say, Jed!
Okay, your calls on the phone scan, like straight ahead.
All right, ready?
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Plug hola, I'm Mike LaFontaine, owner and founder of High Class Management. Whoops! Comic's constant companion. Let's start right out. Hey, what happened? As you know, back in 1970, I started on a series called What Happened? And every time something would go wrong, I would look at the camera and say, hey, what happened? We had a lot of fun with that and a lot of other catchphrases. I got a real red wagon. And I can't do my work. And I believe I was the first one to use the phrase, I don't think so. But it only lasted a year, and that's good because that's how you establish a cult.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
The You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Step into my office.
Why?
Because you're freaking fired.
Masters of the Taking Touch, Don and Mike.
Right, let's get right to your phone calls here.
All right.
On the phone scan.
I live for this.
At 877-366-3636. It's from America. Canada, 800-636-1067.
Come to me.
Washington, D.C.
Bring him to me.
202-432.
Hello, friends.
1067. Friends, Jim Nance.
Hi, friends.
Yes, radio.
Here at Butler Cabin, friends.
I'd just say hi to Vinny. Hope he's recovering nicely from his surgery.
Friends, Jim Nance, want to say hi to that woman with the incredible 15 children.
Yes, there's a lady in Arkansas. We'd like to say hi to the amazing talking womb.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, phone scan. Hi.
What's happening?
Hey, you're on the air.
Oh. Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes.
What's happening, my ninjas?
Right on. How are you?
Not bad. It's Ian from Salt Lake City.
Thank you. And now we've got the whole bio. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to say thank you. Without you guys, I would have quit my job a long time ago. I have to drive 150 miles every day, and it sucks.
Hold on, what do you do driving 150 miles a day?
I deliver parts for Acura. Like, I have to drive, 50 miles north and 50 miles south.
You ever drive the full 50 miles and have the wrong part?
Yes.
That's got to suck.
A couple times.
Yeah.
Good man.
Oh, it does. It does.
Does that job suck? You know, that's a job. Every once in a while.
I'd love that job. That's a good job.
I see, like, the UPS guy. And what guy hasn't seen the UPS guy? And for a moment, you think, boy, you're out there. There's nobody telling you what to do. You're wearing the shorts. You got the door that's open. But then on the other hand, you got jerks that come to the door and like, where's my package? Why? And you got people like me. When they come to the door and try to be nice, I'm like, just shut up and give me the package.
I have a question for this young man.
Yes.
Are you considered smart by your peers?
Yeah, I'd like to think so.
Thank you.
Your friends are lying to you. Kidding. Kidding because we care.
If you were delivering auto parts, that you'd go just to the same old places, so you wouldn't have to worry about directions and finding that, and you'd be able to get the fastest routes to different places.
Oh, yeah, it sinks in after a while. You get it down.
What job would you rather do?
I'd rather do.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there a job right now that you'd like to switch to?
What's your dream job?
Anything that paid more.
Anything that paid more. There good answer. Go.
And what's the number one most in-demand car part that you have to transport in Utah?
Bumpers.
Yeah.
Bumpers.
Yeah. I'm even driving the 50 miles and I'm already bored.
Well, it seems to me that you are on the escalator to the next floor. There.
Yeah. Get ready for the executive washroom.
Mm-hmm.
Just one last question.
Yeah.
With this job of driving the 150 miles, is it hard to provide for your 15 kids? Do you get to see all of them, Jeremiah and Jonah and
Jedediah, otherwise known as
Jed? Hello. I'm Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oh, I'm a boy.
Yeah, hello.
What?
Oh, the Donald Duck guy.
It's Donald Duck guy.
I don't understand.
Well,
this.
For some reason, whenever we have this guy on, it always ends up sounding dirty.
What?
What, Donald Duck? What?
He's
doing a Disco Duck thing.
Oh, he's doing Disco Duck.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, can you do the Donald Duck sneeze? I do that for kids everywhere. Last person I think I performed this for was Julia. No.
No, thank you. You are simply a pretender. Here is the contender and champion, Mike.
Okay, let me adjust my collar.
Mike fixes his collar. You know what Mike does?
Uh-huh.
He turns around. Do you remember when Frank Gorshin would be like on Mike Douglas?
Uh-huh.
He'd have to turn around to do the impression just because he's such a horse's ass. Okay, Mike, here we go. Here we go.
Who the hell is Clarence Nash? Is that the guy that did Donald Duck's voice?
God, get a lobotomy. Clean it out.
What, did he just write that down?
Somebody scope his brain. Did he just write down Clarence Nash?
Clarence Nash. We don't have the technology.
If you would have asked me who Clarence Nash is, seriously, I would have said, it's the dude from A Simple Mind.
Yeah.
What's that guy's name? See, now that you don't know, but you know the guy who is the voice of Dan.
Yeah, but you know the Simple Mind thing. And isn't it a beautiful mind?
Yeah. Well, yeah, when I say a simple mind.
That would be.
Just thinking of Joe.
The 80s band.
That's the sequel.
A Simple Mind. Think of these cicadas.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, do you think after 15 kids, that guy looks a little bit like Montgomery Burns?
No, actually,
you know, just rehydrate me. You know, if you go to ABCNews.com, they were on Good Morning America. Take a look at the guy. Take a look at him. I mean, on the outside, he looks happy enough.
Yep, yep.
On the outside, he looks happy. I'm wondering, what if we were ever get him away for a night?
Oh, man.
Like, do you think he's ever been to a strip club?
No, probably. And you know what? With the way she was, he's probably the same way. So, I mean, he probably would. That legitimately wouldn't fly. But I tell you, you know what I do think? That maybe if he steals a quiet moment, it's Arkansas. I bet he's a hunter. I mean, he just sits there and he just gently fingers the gun.
What if we just sent him some porno and just said, this is free. This is a good way for you to get what you need without every time.
Well, send it in a plain paper bag, otherwise the kids will get it.
That's true.
We don't want that to happen.
Without every time
having
to have a baby.
That family.
When we phoned, Jim Bob answered.
Oh, really?
He had the exact same tone and disposition as his wife.
Yeah, wow. Only he sounded like this. Hello!
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Donnie.
Yeah, hi.
Who's your daddy, Waddle Doodle? Where's my Cadillac?
Hello, you're not my daddy. You don't get the Cadillac. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Great. Listen, I was wondering, are you guys giving away anything over Halloween? I know it's a little while off yet.
Pardon me, are we giving anything away for Halloween?
Yeah.
We're trying to figure out how... Right now, we are in tense negotiations and plans to try to do a four-hour show tomorrow. Okay? Don't ask me about Halloween. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don, that last guy brings up a good point. Okay, if we're your children, who is our daddy out of you two? Just curious.
Pardon me?
Wait, can you rephrase that? I don't understand the question. I don't understand the question.
Let's say Jerry's right. Okay, and we're the children. Who's our daddy? Are you Mike, or are you Don?
Well, no, then we're like a gay marriage. You have two daddies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great.
Wouldn't you say that we, even to a certain extent, I would say that we have joint legal custody of our audience, but you are technically the full-time custodial parent.
I think so.
Ask me where I got that language.
Don and Mike show. That the listeners would just be with you every other weekend.
Every other weekend.
Every other weekend.
Yeah, not technically the weekend. I'd have them,
for a week.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
And
Tuesday morning. I'd
have them all the other times. Hey, lucky me.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Listen a day.
Hello. Yeah.
Hey, I can clear up the situation with why the Singaporeans do not like gum, because I actually have family there and travel there quite a bit.
All right, why is Singapore against chewing gum?
Well, actually, for the same reason you can't buy it in Orlando. I was just recently down there, and you can't buy it because it gets all through everything. But they had a situation where the kids were sticking on the door.
Hold on, let me stop you for a second. You can say that they've banned gum, but we were down at Universal, like a year ago, and maybe not chewing gum, but they certainly sell enough junk for kids that could get, like cotton candy,
right,
that you could get on all over. I don't think gum is outlawed in Orlando.
Yeah, just recently down there.
Stayed at the Polynesian Village one time, and they just had tubs of Big League Chew in every room.
Yeah.
Right? Your call is worthless. They've not banned gum in Orlando. Mike, for a never-been-chewed piece of gum,
okay,
can you tell me, the man who invented Big League Chew, you know, the bubble gum that comes in the wrapper that looks like chew.
No, but I love it, and it's too sugary, and I wish they make... They don't make a sugar-free Big League Chew, do they?
Can you name the guy that invented it?
I have no idea.
He is Mr. Jim Bouton, the author of the greatest baseball book ever, Ball 4.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And what's the other book he wrote that I've never read?
He wrote three books. He wrote Ball 4, then he wrote Ball 5. Which is what happened. It's one of those things authors do where you get the first book and then you get like what happened since he wrote the book.
Ah.
Then his wife wrote a book about what a hellstorm it was to be married to Jim Bouton. And then Jim Bouton wrote another book about his wife's book.
Oh, wow.
But still the best sports book I've ever read.
And he invented Big League Chew?
Yes. Bar none.
Like shredded the gum, that's the way he did it?
Ball 4 by Jim Bouton to make it look like...
Tobacco.
What the players were chewing.
Man, oh man.
Jim Bouton.
But there is no such thing as sugar-free Big League Chew, is there?
I would not. It's not Robbie.
I've never seen it.
Candy is Rob's wheelhouse.
Well, they need
candy.
It. Yeah. They need a sugar-free Big League Chew.
Hello, Don and Mike. Phone scan.
Done.
The weekends you have a stick of gum.
Yes, in Singapore.
A stick of gum.
I love Don and Mike's show. Hello. Hey, Singapore, it's Joe Ardinger. Try my brand new brand.
In Singapore, they've banned a stick of chewing gum, also nylons and chocolate bars.
Joe Ardinger's dumb gum. Chew it till your brain melts. Dumb gum.
Dumb gum.
I'm out here with the locust.
Dumb gum.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio guys, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great.
Hey, the people on Jimmy Kimmel last night with the 15 kids. It was unbelievable. Hold on.
Were they on Jimmy Kimmel last night?
Yes, sir.
Wow. What was this? What is a satellite?
10 minutes. Very well behaved. Well, the baby was crying. They had to remove the baby.
Mm-hmm.
There was someone else. And one of the littler kids had to be removed. But otherwise, they were perfect kids. The father was an assemblyman for 4 years in the town. And it's just unbelievable. You could see in the back corner a huge table with about 6 computers on it. It was fascinating. But 2 bathrooms in their house.
Two bathrooms. 15 kids.
They have
kids.
A regular schedule. And the 31 now is going to have 8 bathrooms.
Jesus. All right, now listen. Do me a favor. Don't blow smoke here.
Okay.
Who did the better job? Me and Mike or Jimmy Kimmel?
You guys did.
There you go.
No, seriously, answering the question.
No hesitation.
Thanks for lying. I appreciate it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, if you were going to include that woman and her 15 children in your next project, would you need to make the CD-ROM a double disc? Set for your next CD-ROM?
This is the guy that calls every day now with his CD-ROM.
Stop him with the CD-ROM. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello. And what is that? What is this? Hello?
From
outer space. You're on the air.
What's hello? Wrong? Something's wrong with your phone.
Speak. Over.
Nope.
Hello?
Not going to work.
App says what? Over. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey. I was the last winner on your Super Bowl. I was the Jim Nance guy.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. Blocking up the Azalea Line Fairways.
You know, when I stole Azalea Line Fairways, I love that one.
I do love that one. We had a contest to pretend to be Jim Nance.
So yes. Glad this guy is called.
Why?
Not really.
Hey, I wanted to say, though.
Yeah, what?
That you know that lady from Arkansas, she's like, oh, who are you? You know, she can't be that nice with 15 kids.
All right, thank
you. Audition over. A doubter.
Thank you. Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Hi, baby.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
John Wayne Gacy's brain here. How are you, gentlemen?
Oh, when are you going to get back on the show, John Wayne Gacy's brain?
I don't know. I got some broad that keeps coming down to this basement and pouring martinis into my jar. I don't know. Can you guys help me out?
A wonderful preservative.
That's a good call.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, who is that Korean intern you had that went on the Letterman show and yelled at Bob Dole?
Nick Joe.
Oh, I thought it was Joe Mama.
See, I tried to warn you.
No. Hold on. I hate to stop the show.
Oh, we had such a wonderful phone scan.
I think it has to be done. I need your first. And Mike, he's from Sacramento.
Of course he is.
Is
there any
Don? Hey, Don. You know
wait,
how
no,
you
no,
like
no, no, no,
quiet,
no, 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 no.
Hold on. You got to be quiet now. You got us. You got to be quiet. Hold on.
Get the information here.
Mm-hmm.
2614. Okay, what's your first name?
Ray.
Ray, your last initial, please.
J.
Ray J.
RJ. All right, RJ, listen.
Congratulations. You have been selected as a charter member in the Don and Mike exclusive listeners club.
Congratulations.
You are now a registered
Shut up.
Entitled to all the privileges that come with said title.
That's right.
Be sure to watch your mailbox for your registered Don and Mike caller sign.
For your neighbors.
Which is to be placed prominently in your front yard. You have been profiled, tagged, and you are now in the book.
Uh-huh.
Good day.
Good day, sir. Before we let you go, Rob, what's his number?
Not 13.
And, of course, he's been chomping at the bit to say something. And what is it that you wanted to say?
Before you say it, let me just say you'll never be on the show again because you're in the book. You've broken a rule.
Right. Your last chance. Your last hurrah.
But you were chomping to say something. What do you want to say?
Well, Don always says,
Uh-huh.
Yes, I do.
That's fun.
That is cruel and unusual.
It is. Yes, well, he was punished severely.
Not
always.
Unusual. We're going to end the phone scam, but I want you to keep the phones hopping because it's been a long, long time. Ladies and gentlemen and in-betweens. Come on, Mike, don't make a face.
I'm sorry.
And you know what? To perk it up this time,
yeah,
I'm going to change the name. It's a bit that we've done for years that was stolen by a disc jockey in London.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I think what's working against us is calling it Honk for Cash.
Uh-huh.
We're calling it Toot for Loot. Toot for Loot. Ah!
Much better.
Here's the deal. Now, it's my theory that this game will work because there's hot weather everywhere.
Right.
And people's temperatures... their internal temperature is matching the temperature outside.
Heaters all over America going out to their garages right now.
And I guess, well, what's the temperature inside your body? It's 98.6?
98.6.
All right, so maybe it's not as hot outside as it is inside your body.
I'm humming along today at a cool 103.
But listen to this. Mike, and with me, it's always sunny and 96. Here's how we play Honk for Cash, Toot for Loot.
Mm-hmm.
You're in your car now at the end of a long day, and a lot of people, let's face it, today's the getaway day.
Right.
A lot of people, for Memorial Day, it's a four-day weekend.
Sure.
Today's the day they're getting away.
First big weekend of the summer.
So you're in your car right now, and you're at a stoplight that has a left-hand turn arrow. Now, please listen carefully.
Yes, this is important. This is the important part.
It's got to have a left-hand turn arrow, but also a lane in which you can only turn left. A lane that is only one car.
Right.
You got it? So it's not multiple lanes. It's one lane.
Mm-hmm.
You pull up to the stoplight. You're at the left-hand turn arrow. There are cars behind you. We've run out of music. When the light turns green, we say go.
We say go.
I'm sorry. When the light turns green, we say go.
We say go.
You say go. Anyway, when it turns green...
That's when
go.
It begins.
You go. Okay.
It's starting again.
No.
Starting.
It's not starting.
No, I have a... You know what? I say this a lot, but really this time,
yeah.
I have a great feeling about this.
Mm-hmm. And how about this? For those of you who are educated...
No.
It's delay commuters... For what?
Remuneration.
Delay commuters. For remuneration,
mm-hmm.
According to Rob.
Yes. In other words, you're getting compensated to annoy people.
Rob, who's really helping with the notes today, between this and the guy that was Donald Duck.
Right, he has some days that hand of his is flying over
you
there.
You got the lead foot today.
Yeah.
I wanted, but it's not on the gas pedal. So you go to the light. When it turns green, you don't go.
Right. Yeah, and then we count the beeps, and you get a dollar for each honk.
But the important thing is... You don't say anything during the 30 seconds when you're at the light.
For each horn beep that we hear, we pay you $1.
Okay, it's Honk for Cash. This has been stolen by Capital Radio in London. They call it Toot for Loot.
Toot for Loot. And please do not use your own horn. That is an obvious cheating scam.
We break for cheaters.
Everybody has the crap detectors out. Come on, guys. Don't you love Honk for Cash?
Play the game fairly. Don't end up in the book.
Come on. You love Honk for Cash?
Yes.
You love Toot
hi,
for
Steve.
Loot?
Toot for Loot.
Steve who?
Steve Johnson.
Steve Johnson?
Just thought I'd say hi to him.
He's late.
Yes.
Happy hour started 45 minutes. He just got here.
Yeah.
We'll be back. Call now for Toot for Loot.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
First of all, membership is for life. Take your time, change your mind, you'll never be rushed. Although usually our members find their princess in around 6 months or so. If she gets hit by a train 10 years from now, it's a lifetime membership. You're reinstated for free.
The Don and Mike Show. Wait till you hear what they done did. The Don and Mike Show.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
You almost didn't make it back in time for the show.
I almost didn't. Didn't.
Say didn't.
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 Didn't. Mike, you'll say it right. Didn't.
Didn't.
Didn't. There you
didn't.
Go.
Didn't.
So you're a natural. Didn't.
I can't help it.
No, I mean, Mike's a natural.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a natural at so much, but not at fracturing the language.
No.
Didn't.
Didn't.
No, see, you're still saying it like didn't.
Didn't.
It's didn't.
Didn't.
I didn't.
Didn't
do it. Thanks, Mike.
Didn't do it.
No offense, Buzz.
Understood.
Pro.
Thank you. I wish I could handle the language.
I'm so proud.
All pro.
Proud.
All pro.
Rockin' and proud.
And he didn't. he didn't even take a shortcut to get there.
Right.
he jumped right all the way up and said, I didn't like the way, and I found out where that came from.
Where did that come from?
My wife told me. It's from Will and Grace. So I
didn't.
So I have to stop saying it now.
Yeah.
Because I guess that's where, because my wife has said to me recently, no, you didn't. And I laughed. I said, where'd you hear that? She said, I don't know, somewhere. And yesterday I said something, you're like, no, you didn't.
That's very. That's right up there with the,
But I thought that, no, you didn't, had some, you know, like a, hey, what happened? I thought,
what happened? Yeah, Comics Constant Companion.
I thought it had a future.
In 1970,
as a catchphrase, but as it turns out, it's a catchphrase already been used.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
By a show I don't even watch. I didn't.
Right.
Honk for cash, toot for loot. Buzz just barely made it into the studio. I saw you and Joe running down the hall from Smoker's Corner.
Premiere.
So glad you could join us, Buzz.
How the cicadas doing out there, Buzz? They're still out there. Yep.
Oh, and we're
really like inundated out in Smoker's Corner with cicadas now.
And we've decided that this weekend we'd like Joe Ardinger to go out.
Yes.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning on Saturday night, Sunday night, whatever night it is, to recreate the cicada tape that we heard that he made 17 years ago.
That'd be
great. There are some concerns. He's afraid Tracy won't let him stay up. I said, I think she will. And I said it's timely because this Saturday will mark 17 years to the day.
Right.
Since the first one happened. He still has the four tracks, so we're going to send him out.
Yeah, and of course, it's really significant. It's not like he couldn't fake it. Could do what I do and wait till she falls asleep.
Now, there you go.
I'm sorry, but, you know, really, it's not like, you know, we're going to have, like, the time on the tape, on the audio tape.
Buzz is right.
It's 3:15 a.m.
Buzz is right. Yeah. Just wait till she nods off.
Right.
That's when Buzz goes out of his backyard to make his weird tape. Hi.
Hi.
I'm in my backyard now. Test 1, 2.
I'm in my backyard. Everyone's asleep, and I'm not wearing anything.
That's what I'm saying.
Hello, test 1, 2. Say, neighbors. Yeah. I'm nude.
You've been watching. Totally nude, and I like that. I like nudity. I like being out in my yard.
Spanky Elston.
Spanky Elston making my nice videos.
Here we go, Honk for Cash.
Shipping them to Kansas.
We've explained the game. Yes. You get to an intersection that has the green light indicating a left-hand turn.
Good luck.
One light. Come on now, Mike.
I'm sorry. No, I just don't work. I was just pretending I was being sarcastic.
It'll work today. Hello, Dave. Listen to me. Commuters are at an all-time high. They're fed up about gas.
People are going out of their mind.
Fed up about the traffic. Mm-hmm. Ready to honk at a moment's notice.
That's right.
Dave, where are you located, sir? Dave?
Dave?
Hello?
Dave, what is the problem? Are you having trouble hearing us?
Dave? That would indicate he's having problems hearing us.
Two words. It begins.
Hello, Kirby.
John and Mike, can you guys wait for, like, 2 minutes?
No.
I'm at a red light.
No.
Oh, Kirby,
I have a
no.
Left.
No, we can't. Yes, we can. I'll put you on hold and keep you in play. All right, hold on.
You got to come back in like 2 minutes.
Kirby.
Where are you calling from, Kirby?
From Salt Lake City, Ogden, Utah.
All right, hold on a second. Here is
Kirby.
John in Buffalo.
Hey.
92.9 WBUF. John, are you at a light right now?
No, but I got some stirrups for that lady in Arkansas.
Okay, no, I'm sorry. Wrong. Let's go to Gary from the state of Washington. Gary.
Yeah, Gary.
Pardon me?
Yeah, Gary.
Gary, that's what we said.
Gary, are you at the lights?
I am. Driving up to it right now.
Is there anybody in back of you, Gary?
Not yet.
All right,
you said your name was Gary?
Yeah.
We'll come back to you, Gary. Hello. Tom.
Yes.
Tom, are you at a... where are you calling from, Tom? What state?
I'm in Delaware.
Delaware. You must be listening to, I bet, 96 Rock, right?
No, actually, I'm listening to 105.7.
Oh, even better, from Baltimore, live 105.7. Yeah. Tom, are you at a light, sir?
I was just at one, but I passed it because I wasn't...
Go back to Kirby.
On.
All right, hold on.
Instead of right back around and go to it.
All right, hold on.
Kirby!
I'll keep you in play. Let's go back to...
John and Mike, it just went yellow. It'll go yellow. It just went yellow. I am at the front of the line.
All right, it's Kirby from Utah now.
Yes.
All right,
okay, here we go.
All right, go. All right, go. Don't say anything. Just hang your phone out the window.
Go.
That's it. Now, I don't know who's shouting there, if it's him or someone else. But in theory, the guy should be...
Go.
The guy should be at a left-hand turn light, and he's not going. People should be honking at him.
You would think.
20 seconds.
26. Hey, it didn't work.
No, just qualification.
No, listen, and,
hey, I didn't go. Can I do it again?
No, and what was that guy? Was there a guy yelling at you?
Hold on, Mike. We got to move on to Nick, who's out of light right now. Nick.
Yeah.
Nick, are you out of light?
Yes, I am.
Is it a left-hand turn arrow?
Yeah.
One lane?
Yeah.
Meaning that anybody that wants to go left can't just pass you?
Correct.
Okay.
Is it almost to green?
Can't tell yet.
Well, why can't you tell?
It makes for good radio. They're just waiting, doesn't it?
No, what color is...
Trouble. Troublemaker.
What color is the light right now?
Red.
Red. Okay.
Hey, man.
Pardon me?
I got time.
Hey, guess what? I got time, too. You know what I got time
it's
to do?
Green, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
It's green.
Hey, buddy. Eat one. Okay, Sergio.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Get bent for that last
Some of
guy.
My favorite condoms come from this man, Sergio Prevente. Sergio, are you at a light, sir?
I'm at a light in Woodbridge, Virginia.
Uh-huh. Here's the guy. We are going to go the distance with Sergio.
Uh-huh.
We are going to wait for the light to change.
All right.
But, Sergio, you got to promise us. When the light changes to green... And we say go after you say the light's green. You hold the phone out the window, and you don't say a word, not one word, for 30 seconds.
All right, it's in park.
All right, it's in park. How's that light looking?
Light's looking still red. Oh, it's green. It just turned green.
Go, go.
All right,
go.
I'm putting it out the window.
Go. Don't speak. Go.
In park.
Here we go. This is the excitement of Honk for Cash.
That's right.
Thousands of commuters who are angry that this man is not moving during a green light.
One.
That one? That could have been real.
All right, it's yellow now. I only got one honk and a couple of birds.
No. Hold on. Please, everybody, please understand the concept. You have to sit there for 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. And when we say 30 seconds... Look at your watch.
I did.
No, you came back too early.
No, you didn't.
You're still in the same spot.
All right, Sergio's the leader right now with one honk.
I just hung up on him.
Sergio.
Gary.
Yep.
Gary.
Gary, what's the light now?
The light is red.
The light. How long before it turns green, Gary?
This is perfect. It'll probably turn in about... 20 seconds.
Right,
now,
Gary,
let's go over the rules again. You're out of light with a left hand turn arrow.
Yep.
When the light turns green,
right.
You don't turn left. You
right.
simply hang the phone out the window and you don't say anything for 30 seconds.
Gotcha.
Even if nobody honks.
Let us know when that light turns green, Gary.
Okay.
Don't say anything. How many cars are behind you, Gary?
Right now there's just one.
Well, one can do it sometimes.
Yeah. Now, is there any way for this one guy to pull around you and make a left-hand turn?
No, in fact, it's some old guy. He is right up against my bumper.
All right, perfect. Good. All right.
He's not going anywhere.
All right, like I said with Sergio, we're going to try to give you a chance to play this one out.
Oh, yeah, I'm there.
We're going to wait on this line.
All right, you said 20 seconds about a minute ago.
And now I got two guys that are behind me.
Okay, that's good. And how's that light looking?
That's good, but I'll be the next one to turn here.
All right, and you're calling from where? What city?
Spokane.
Spokane, Washington.
790.
Let us know when it turns green, Gary.
Yes. You got it.
Is it green?
No, I didn't. It turned green yet.
Okay, I thought you said you got it.
You're listening to Tooth for Loot, otherwise known as Honk for Cash.
Mike, this time we're going to...
Okay, it's green.
Go! 30 seconds, don't talk. Let's listen to those honks. Listen to that
One.
Agitated guy.
Two, three. Four.
That's a different honk.
Mm-hmm. Five, six, seven, eight.
Ye of little faith. Just don't screw it up and say anything. You got 8 seconds. Four, three, two, one. Hey.
He got it.
Winner.
Winner. It's an $8 payday for
winner.
Gary.
Winner. Gary.
Okay.
Hey, Gary.
Gary, you did it. You're a winner.
All right.
Congratulations.
No, Gary, I just have to ask one thing. Can we hear your horn, please?
Yeah.
Can we hear it again, please? Would you go?
Do you want me to put the phone out the window when I do it?
Yeah.
I mean, I got the window up right now.
Okay. Yeah. Busy. Put the phone.
All right. There you go.
Okay.
Got it.
Mike, don't look at me in that tone of voice.
You hear the way he did the honk there? He is trying to mask it a little bit.
What do you think, Buzz?
Well, when I pulled the phone out, I was pulling out my sunroof. And then when I honked the horn, I held it out my window.
I want so desperately to get a winner because
I think he might be on there might be a guy that was in back of him that had a similar sounding horn.
Uh-huh. Well, there's about eight guys behind me now.
Really? There were at least two different horns. Whether one of them was his, we'll never know.
Well, hold on a second. Here's the deal. If you're at the same light and all the same people are behind you...
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, I'll sit through the cycle on the light.
Okay.
Just give him another go?
We'll play with this guy one more time, because really, if you've got...
The thing is, I don't hear a lot of road noise, too.
What? I got my side window up. I just pulled the phone out.
Okay.
I got all the windows down.
I mean, I think he might be legit.
Because here's the deal. If this guy didn't go through the light the first time, and he's still sitting there, and we're waiting for the light to cycle through...
Mm-hmm. Well, they're going to be tough, because I'm at a real busy intersection in Spokane.
The second time, this should be a cash bonanza. Someone should call the Brinks company.
Right.
To get ready to come in.
Back up the truck.
Bring by the money.
Okay, I'm the next light to turn here.
The next light to turn.
I'll be the next one to turn green. I'm in park, and I'm not moving anywhere.
I like Gary.
Okay, we're going to...
Okay, here it is. It's green.
Go! 30 seconds, don't speak. Now, this is the second time this guy's allegedly sat at the stoplight.
To get a million honks this time.
That's all the same people that he sat... Two more. Oh, now, come on. Where's the anger? Come on, where is America? I know this is, what state is this, Washington?
Okay.
5 seconds. At least he's not speaking. 3, 2, 1.
Okay, it's red again.
A total of 5 honks.
Now, wait a minute. You have sat through the same light, the same cycle, twice. You have sat through the same light cycle twice.
And nobody's beeping at you. How come?
Right now?
No, before. Gary, come on.
What about the old man that you said was right on your ass?
He's still, in fact, he's looking in his rearview mirror like he's trying to make a break to get out in the other lane.
All right, I tell you what, hold on a second. We're going to open up the news with Buzz. Because I bet that light will cycle one more time. If you're really sitting and there are people behind you, I got to think if it's me and a guy doesn't go the second time.
Well, you're ballistic. Oh, you might get
it now.
What?
There's the guy. Oh, okay, the guy behind me is trying to pull out.
The guy behind you is trying to pull out.
Next sign.
Yeah, he did. He just moved out. And now he's flipping me off. See you later, pal.
He flipped you off.
Cars, 3 cars that just pulled out from behind me.
Oh, really?
Oh, they pulled out from behind.
So they've left you.
Yeah, they've
left. Do you want to give Gary his aggregate total, or do you want to just the last one that we did?
They went straight through. Yeah, just pay him off, Mike.
$13 for Gary. We'll give him the whole thing.
All right.
Congratulations, Gary.
Congratulations, Gary. You're a winner. You're a winner on Honk for Cash. Toot for Lou. Yeah. Yay.
I think the name change broke the curse.
Congratulations.
Hey, thank you. That's
See?
Yeah.
Killer bit, huh? Yeah, that's right.
It is.
Yeah.
It's the greatest.
Yeah, I know.
It's the greatest.
Thanks. Thanks, Gary. All right.
I don't know how it happens. It always works.
What?
Gary.
What, Gary?
I didn't hear what you said.
Don't worry, Gary.
In
perfect.
A world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It was Buzz. Me.
He made it up.
Hey, we gave away $13.
And you know, that's a triumph on Honk for Cash.
Sure is.
Let me just go through these lines real fast, see if anybody else is at a light that's changing right now. Tom in Delaware, are you at a light that's changing?
Actually, no, I'm back on another.
All right, see ya. Chris in Virginia, are you at a light that's changing?
No, it's red.
Derek in Virginia, are you on a light at a light that's changing?
Yes.
You're lying.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Yeah,
you
I am not lying. It is about to change.
No, I asked you if it was changing. Tony in Sacramento, are you at a light that's changing?
Yeah, right now.
Right now?
I don't know when it's going to change, but I'm in the L, but there's no one by me.
No, there's no one behind him. All right. Perfect.
Thank you, Tony.
That's what I always say about this game. It works.
Donnie out. Buzz?
Yes.
What's your lead story on the news and comments today?
Today, O.J. Simpson's looking to cash in on a gruesome anniversary.
Yeah. O.J., right, yeah. O.J.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
O.J. loves hog for cash.
Yeah. He does.
He was calling me a couple seconds ago. He kept calling me Gary. Hello, Don, this is O.J. I love Gary.
Better term when he's in back, you.
Yeah.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Broadcasting from the right side of the dirt, the Don and Mike Show.
Time now for Buzz's News, brought to you by Viramax, world's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer.
Hold on a second. Who is on the hotline?
Hello, hotline.
Oh, sorry, my boo-boo. I tried to call you during commercial. I guess I missed it.
Oh, call home.
Call why?
Call home. Awesome. Call home. There's workers stuck in a ditch in front of our house.
Well, what am I supposed to do about it?
I don't know. I'm at work. Call your son. He's been doing a great job with it today. There's a truck. There's a truck of gentlemen, and they're stuck in front of our house.
Oh, dear.
Hey, okay, great. Well, I got to go to school, so, they'll be there tonight, I guess.
All right. Well, call me when you have no class.
Okay,
all right. Love you. Bye.
Love you, too.
Way to go, Thornton.
I didn't even talk about that today. Right as I'm leaving to come to work, there are these guys that are doing the... I hear the beep, beep, beep back of the truck. I say, guys, hold on. Just let me get my car out of here to go to work.
Yeah.
And I get like maybe half a block away, and I hear, and I go back, and there's a ditch in front of our house, and this guy has tried to back his truck up the driveway, and he's totally missed the driveway, and he's in the ditch.
Wow.
And I was just on the phone during the commercial with my son, and I guess they've been there all day. The director's not showed up yet.
All day stuck in a ditch.
All day in the
all
ditch.
Day.
All day. And my only concern is, what are the neighbors going to think?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Those think you'll have some company for dinner.
Goodness sakes.
No. That's what you ought to do.
Yeah.
If they've been there all day, feed them all. Have them come in and have a steak.
I'll tell them to go. You know what? I'll tell them that dinner is on Mike O'Mara at...
Nice look around cafe.
No, I'm not doing that.
Good night for a fiesta.
See.
Buzz brought to you by Viramax.
Right.
Number one, because it really works.
Someone called for a doctor?
Doctor developed, clinically tested, patented Viramax, available at retailers nationwide. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Now here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. O.J. Simpson is taking a break from looking for the real killers of his wife 10 years ago to make himself available now for interviews. For a price.
How much?
Star Magazine says Simpson's lawyers have been shopping around the client for paid interviews. The magazine quotes the lawyer as saying TV rights are going for $100,000, for print rights between $20,000 and $25,000.
What about for a radio show, Buzz?
I don't know. He didn't mention radio.
Don and Mike.
Hey, if print is $20,000 to $25,000
right,
and TV's $100,000,
that's right.
What do you think radio will be?
Radio's a bargain.
Should be $50,000. How much, Juice?
How much? For the Don and Mike Show?
Yeah, for the Don and Mike Show.
I do it for a shiny nickel. I love the show so much, and I know my man Buzz, he have always been saying O.J. is guilty.
Yes. Innocent.
I'm sorry. Forgot for a moment.
But here's your nickel, done and done.
Two of us were in church at the time.
Right.
God damn, what a bastard O.J. is.
No, the lawyer says Juice might even be willing to do a photo shoot at the Brentwood Mansion where the killings occurred.
Oh, my God.
You know, if you want him to. On June 12th, it will have been 10 years on June 12th since the bloody killing of Nicole Simpson.
God, it's been 10 years?
Yeah, hard to believe.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Think about that night. I remember, what was it? It was Houston Rockets were playing someone in the NBA championship.
Right.
And I remember out of my mind mad that they would dare break into the NBA championship for a split screen with that Bronco going 10 miles an hour.
Amazing stuff. We were on one of our rare vacations at the time.
I think we had just started one of our rare vacations.
Right. I remember being at the airport and watching it on the TV.
I think it was the first night, maybe, of one of our rare vacations.
Right.
Yeah, and that 10 years ago.
Hard to believe.
Time does fly.
10 years.
Well, the family of Michael Jackson's latest accuser said it wouldn't be going after Jacko's money.
This you should not do.
And they're not. Instead, the family is...
This you should not do.
say he's an animal. He's a, should not say he's jacko. I'm not a jacko.
No.
I'm not a jacko.
Instead, instead of going after Michael, the family is suing child welfare officials in Los Angeles for leaking a memo that seemed to clear Jackson of child molestation charges. The lawsuit, which seeks financial compensation, makes the family a target for accusations. It's in this for the money.
But let's say you even had the money. I'm still stuck on OJ. Mm-hmm. Say you got the, say you're a TV show like all one of the really crappy ones, like Inside Edition. Let's say you got the money,
right?
You got the $100,000, right, and you get the interview.
It's not worth it.
What do you get? I mean, you sit him down and you say,
he's done it before.
You say, OJ, did you kill? No. What are you doing? I'm trying to catch the killer.
That's the same line that he gives. Yeah.
Where's my $100,000?
Mm-hmm.
Forget it.
Yeah.
And about Inside Edition, I was telling Mike this earlier today, and I mean this for all of the. I understand the television business, especially.
Mm-hmm.
It's a looks business, and you get to a certain age. It's like Hollywood and movies, and
right?
Stuff. You get to a certain age if you're a woman. Let's face it, a guy can get gray hair, a guy can get fat, a guy can still be an anchor guy.
Right. Right.
If you're a woman, I mean, you gotta either do it with extreme makeover, or you gotta live in the friggin' gym.
Right.
So I'm looking at a couple of these girls on TV last night. They're not girls, they're women, they're my age, mid-40s.
Mm-hmm.
Paula Zahn.
Right.
Who's not bad looking.
Mm-hmm.
Deborah Norville's not bad looking.
Right.
Here's my fault with both of them. Neither one looks like they've had any lipo done.
Right.
Neither one looks like they've had any chin work done. They've not had the eyes done, nothing. They look very, very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
But it's obvious they work out because with the outfits they had on with the open collar, they got the turkey veins coming out of their neck where it is.
And it drives you nuts.
It's gross. And you know why it is? It's because they're in the gym working out. Must look good so young woman cannot take job from me. Listen, here's what I'd say to Paula Zahn and to Deborah Norville and to any of those other broads. An extra 10 pounds won't kill you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Batten them up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Leave your neck area. And Katie Couric, I don't care if you run 100 goddamn miles a day. When I turn the Today Show on and I see your legs, you know what I think? Terrell Owens. I don't know if you've ever seen Terrell Owens before a 49ers game. When he comes out on the field wearing like his Under Armour and
right?
Really, I mean, now I'm no faggot, but Terrell Owens has like the body of Michelangelo.
Not that there's
David.
Anything wrong with that.
Right.
With what? Anyway, he's
in.
Got the body. You know, that's, in that context, that's acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you are? You're a woman who pretends to be sad when it's a sad story,
mm-hmm.
And you're a woman who thinks that she's a journalist, and you're a little pixie, and everybody loves you. But what's up with those legs?
I haven't gotten a good look at them. I'm going to be checking them out now.
And the thing is, I know the mindset. She's another woman that's, you know, past her prime.
Right.
And I don't really mean that. I mean in the TV sense.
In the TV sense.
She's, you know, she's on the downside.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you're aware of the one fact that levels the playing field.
Which is?
She, too, has robotic legs.
No kidding.
Yeah. Robotic legs on Norville.
How does it sound?
Also.
I mean, really. Tomorrow morning, if Katie Couric has a dress on, check out the legs.
Right.
Tell me if at one point, you don't think it could be a man's legs.
Hey, but come on, Matt Lauer. Great gams.
Yeah. Now, he's... Uh-huh. Matt Lauer has a better woman's body than Katie Couric does.
That's fantastic, and I love it when he wears dresses.
And he has the softest ass. Not that I'm a fan of it, but it just looks dreamy.
Never knew that you had a chance to, you know, get that experience.
No, I'm watching TV, and hers looks just hard as a rock.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? His has got, you know...
So, in other words, send these anchor people donuts.
Yes.
Fatten them up. Dough them up a little
good
bit.
Yes. Idea. And listen, Katie Couric, if you're worried, for instance, about whoever the girl is that might take your job, Campbell Brown, first off, she got a hair lip that's out of this world.
Well, based on what you want, maybe who should take her job should be Kirstie Alley.
You are. All right, now, Kirstie Alley would be going to the extreme, Mike.
Oh, okay. I went too far.
She's going...
Aim somewhere in the middle?
She's let herself go. I don't want Time Daily. I don't want...
Made from Will and Grace.
Who is that?
Is the maid the one with the screwed-up voice?
No, that's her maid.
The big her maid. Oh! No, all right, Rob. She's gone too far. But I'll tell you what, the broad with the squeaky voice?
Yes.
How about Mimi?
Mimi from Drew Carey.
Too much.
Drew Carey's your
and now the news.
But
you.
I tell you what, with Mimi from Drew Carey, none of those turkey veins.
That's right, never.
No, but maybe an occasional hunk of turkey.
None of those turkey veins. Anyway, girls, listen, don't worry about it.
Come on.
Because I know, I watch this Deborah Norville and I think, she's doing the news, and then what's her plan after the news? Okay, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to run 40 miles today. Mm-hmm. I'm going to...
Well, maybe it's a news thing. Look at the guy that's in the best shape on the show.
Buzz?
Yeah. He's the guy that exercises.
Yeah, but Buzz is not going to be replaced because he's getting old. I mean, well, he's going to be replaced because he's getting old. But he's not going to be replaced because he's not looking good.
Replaced because he's getting old in a matter of minutes.
And it's not our choice, incidentally. It's,
right.
It's God's choice.
That's
yes.
Right.
Whenever
he calls me home.
Whenever God needs a newsman. Whenever Dale Earnhardt needs an update.
Buzz will be giving our eulogy.
Anyway, don't worry about your turkey neck.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it.
Veins.
Let it go.
They want to leave the lights on for Martha Stewart, speaking of lovely ladies. A group of mothers and grandmothers is asking everyone to show their support for Martha on June 6th by driving with their headlights on all day. The group, Active Voices, says Martha was convicted under a law that says you can go to jail for lying to the government even if you're not under oath. The group says that same law could be used against you if an officer stops you for speeding and you say you weren't. This group is working to change that law.
And incidentally, don't most cars now come with a feature where you can't turn the headlights off?
Yeah. Yeah, they have the automatic thing.
Right.
You can still turn them off. But those are daytime lights or, you know, running lights, and you can make them brighter by actually turning the headlights on full.
See, that's some dopes.
I mean, if you really care about Martha.
Some dope is really going to turn their headlights on just for Martha Stewart?
Oh, a whole bunch of dopes.
Okay. Well, you see, I'm just giving that one-finger greeting.
If the barbecue was held today, more of us would rather invite Bush than Kerry. As we go into the Memorial Day weekend, which features those...
Hold on, are we barbecuing them?
No.
Are we putting them on a spit?
No, see, we're going into the busiest...
spit.
Going into the...
I said put them on a spit.
Yeah. No, spit. No, you don't want to do that.
Right.
As we go into the busiest grilling day of the year...
Put them on a spit.
Memorial Day. A new survey says most of us think Bush...
Put them down in the curb in front of my house.
Most of us think Bush would be more fun at a cookout than would Kerry.
Could you imagine, though, on the spit?
Yeah.
If you have George Bush all tied up, and he's got a big apple in his mouth.
And then you got another one with Kerry on it.
And you got a guy, you got Ron Popeil there, and he's just turning them round and round, you know.
Right.
And with both President Bush and Mr. Kerry, you just set it
and forget it. The survey finds Bush to be more of a regular guy, which is why more people think he would be more fun at a cookout than would Kerry. Bush got 39% of the vote, Kerry only 11%. Now, the race was much closer on the question of who would you trust to run the family business, but here again, Bush came out on top, 46% to 41%.
These polls crack me up.
The race was even closer, of course, when it came to who should be president. A statistical tie, Bush 43%, Kerry 42%, with 6% Ralph Nader, who would probably declare the cookout to be unsafe.
You guys know I'm going to vote for Kerry.
Right.
But I have to say honestly, if I was like given the choice to socialize with the two of them at a barbecue,
mm-hmm.
I'd pick Bush in a heartbeat.
That's what most people say.
Just because, not because he's a good leader or a good president, you know, not that he's not, but the guy is just a walk. I mean, look at it. Look what he did on his bicycle.
Right.
Yeah, right. If you go to the barbecue with Bush, there's a chance he might trip.
How could you not set himself on fire like Tony Soprano's girlfriend?
Man, his charcoal lighter flew it.
Choke on a Frito.
Man, oh, man, put this out. Yeah. How could you not want to go with him?
Yesterday's tirade by Al Gore makes you wonder who's running on the Democratic side.
And for both of them, both Bush and Kerry, you hope they bring their daughters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That dress.
Yeah.
Al Gore ripped into the Bush administration yesterday, calling W the most dishonest president since Nixon.
Did you see it was a very Howard Dean-like moment?
Yeah.
Al Gore...
He's on the pit bull. He has nothing to lose.
He lost it. I mean, he was screaming. It was great.
He called other administration leaders incompetent, saying that National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, and CIA Director George Tenet should resign immediately. Gore said they've all bungled the war, encouraged the abuse of prisoners, and made the rest of the world hate the U.S. Quoting an impassioned Gore, how dare they? Analysts say John Kerry may be letting Gore do the dirty work in this campaign.
Yeah, and that's what he should do.
Right. Speaking of Nixon, that president was drunk and therefore unavailable during part of 1973's Arab-Israeli War. 5 days into the war, with everything about to explode over there, Nixon was incapacitated when it came time to meet with the British Prime Minister about the mess. A newly released White House...
Come on, baby, how's it going?
A newly released White House tape has Secretary of State Henry Kissinger saying, when I talked to the president,
right,
he was loaded. To which National Security Advisor Brent Scowcroft replied, we could tell him the president's not available. Brilliant stuff. Good times.
Oh, wow. Hold on. Who's the one guy you just mentioned before Nixon?
Henry Kissinger?
Here he is.
Congratulations. This is Max Baer Jr., Jethro Bodine from the Beverly Hillbillies. So, you just won the CBS Celebrity Burp Contest.
I'm kidding.
One of the White House tapes.
That's a bad joke. I'm sorry. Here's the tape of Henry Kissinger.
Oh, good.
There it is.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Kissinger.
Thank you. Thank you. I know. I didn't think Belushi did a great impression either.
And from our Homeland Insecurity Department, it probably won't surprise you to know that New York is high on the list of possible targets for a planned terrorist attack this summer. It's mentioned in the memo we told you about yesterday, warning of a national threat. The memo says terrorists might rent strategically selected apartments in New York and all ignite their gas lines at once, or get licenses to drive gasoline tanker trucks and then use them as bombs. And using airplanes also, once again, made the list.
Now, here's what I don't dig. Are they trying to scare us, or are they trying to really help us, or are they trying to cover their ass?
They're trying to cover their ass.
Because what they're saying is, it's going to happen sometime between now and summer. All of these cities, all these places, just so in case anything happens.
They will tell you that it's so we'll be more vigilant, which is what we should do.
But it's cover your ass time, too, though.
It's cover their ass. Say, hey, if something happens, we told you it was going to happen. And just in minutes ago, Nashville International Airport's under tight security because of a bomb threat aboard an American Airlines flight. Attendants found a note on the plane saying there was a bomb aboard. The plane's on the ground. All the passengers are safe. The feds are investigating, and that's the latest on that.
Oh, boy. Please, God. Please, God. Please, God. Please, God. Don't have Toby Keith be near that plane.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Don.
Thank
Amen.
You for your prayers. The Academy of Country Music was on last night.
Fantastic.
Oh, and don't forget Reba.
Reba.
Don't forget Reba.
Reba.
Sweet Reba.
Yeah.
Do you think those drapes match the carpeting?
Oh, you bet they do.
Oh, yeah. Think so?
Maybe just a little brighter.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Right back at you, sweetie.
What's next?
Up next, is B. Arthur a terrorist?
I tell you what her shoe is. You wouldn't want to eat that shoe.
Well, you can if you have to.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Goodbye, the Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. And don't forget, it's backward skate tonight.
Yeah.
Backward skate. Couples only, please.
You used to do that, didn't you?
Sure did. It's me, Donny G from WROK.
If you got a problem.
I've got a Schwab. I can help.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz. Former Golden Girl Bea Arthur is a terrorist as far as KFC is concerned.
Oh, for you.
And the chicken company has told this to Congress. Senior KFC executive Jonathan Bloom told the Senate Judiciary Committee last week that Bea and Pam Anderson and Paul McCartney and Russell Simmons have behaved so badly over the entire alleged chicken cruelty issue that PETA's tax-exempt status ought to be revoked. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals is a non-profit group, but Bloom says it doesn't deserve that status, being so chock-full of terrorists.
Take one.
Quiet, please.
The Colonel.
Give this a second.
I found a way to cook...
Take two.
I found a way to cook extra crispy. Come on over and try my crispy. It's entirely different. And yet it's just as tender and tasty. No. And it's just as finger licking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down.
Well, this goes on for the rest of the show. So it was just a chance for us, Buzz, to play.
I love that tape.
KFC and crispy.
I found a way to cook chicken deep down.
Deep down.
And get that crispy,
crispy,
real crispy chick crust.
Yeah,
it's entirely different.
Recording. This is the good one.
KFC reportedly dips its live chickens into boiling water to remove their feathers before they die.
And the problem is?
That's why it tastes so good.
Yeah, right. The problem is what? Tell me.
Movie maker Michael Moore, meanwhile, is the target of death threats after his award-winning movie Fahrenheit 9/11. Moore's people say he also got threats after bowling for Columbine.
Isn't that all of those death threats are coming from his doctors?
Yes, warnings, really.
Daryl, we just got your blood work back.
Yeah, we took a look at those arteries.
Somebody's out to kill you, and it's called time.
He'd be one of your good anchors, you know?
Yeah.
Oh,
no veins on him.
Although, you know what? I bet he does have those fat guy varicose veins on his leg.
Oh, yeah, down low. Years of strain.
Meanwhile, another filmmaker is trying to make a documentary called Michael Moore Hates America, but he says he's having trouble pinning Michael down for an interview. Between ads for McDonald's and Taco Bell and the like, you won't be seeing ads for the movie Super Size Me on MTV. The network says the movie's ads are too disparaging toward fast food joints that help keep the lights on at MTV.
Right, because MTV's got a conscience.
Mm-hmm.
Tell that to Walter Cronkite.
They take care of their advertisers.
Older sister VH1 has also pulled clips for the movie that were supposed to have appeared on a highlights show. Although McDonald's denies it, it appears the movie's forced McDonald's to drop its supersized menu later this year. Super Size Me is a top 10 movie, which is amazing for a documentary. It's also a Sundance Award winner.
I'd love to see it. I really want to see that movie.
Yeah, I hear it's good.
Fahrenheit 9/11 is one that I cannot wait to see.
And are we going to be able to see that before the election?
Will.
Are we? Is that movie going to release it?
Absolutely. Yeah, we will. It's getting so much press everywhere.
Right.
Somebody's going to pick it up.
But won an award at the Cannes. It won the Cannes Film Fest.
A big winner. Yeah.
Someone's going to say, no matter how mad Bush gets, you got a movie that again. You know, Mike, I'm going to throw out that $100 million. I don't know how much Bowling for Columbine made.
How much it made.
Yeah, right. I think it was a big financial success.
Right, yes.
And I know that from the clips I've seen of this movie.
It's better.
It looks fantastic.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it.
Same here. Why isn't someone doing something about the rising gas prices? Well, someone is.
Has no one fought that?
Who is, Buzz?
The state of Florida. They've subpoenaed 8 oil companies to do some explaining.
What are you clapping for?
The state of Florida. It's one of the 50.
The boy will clap for anything.
Florida's Attorney General has launched an investigation. Quoting him, people deserve a reasonable explanation why the price of gas is so darn high.
Darn it.
Enough is enough, and frankly, it just keeps going up and up and up, end quote.
That's what Diana DeGarmo is saying.
Enough is enough. I just can't stop. My stomach, enough is enough.
She could be an anchor.
I'm so sad.
She's
gone.
The American Petroleum Institute's talking top.
Go down to Smellville, Georgia.
Smellville.
I'm sure she's still there. I'm the manager of Smellville. We all love Diana.
And manager in Smellville.
Smellville.
That's exactly what it is.
The American Petroleum Institute's talking top saying we won't find out anything, or the Attorney General in Florida won't find out anything other than supply and demand. One lawmaker says he's found that oil executives often change their answers when asked to repeat them under oath. He says the threat of perjury charges may bring him around.
You know, it's just a big jip. It really is. The gas price thing.
Yeah.
That over 2 weeks, it's gone up like 14, 15, sometimes 25 cents a gallon in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I think it's just how much we'll take.
That's right.
At this point now, if you go to a Coke machine to buy a bottle of, like I do, a Diet Vanilla Coke.
Right.
It used to be a dollar. You put a dollar in the slot. Now it's $1.50.
Well, they got to put that oil in the vanilla Coke.
Right. Right. But my point is, you don't even think twice. You go, it's $1.50 now.
Right.
When you were getting gas a year ago and paying $1.50 a gallon, you went, that's the price of gas. I mean,
when I was 18, I would have remembered that.
And agreed. And having an 18-year-old son who has money and has to, you know, get his job for his gasoline, I understand. But what I'm wondering is, at what point is it really going to be too much? Because it's over $2 a gallon. It's
$4 a gallon.
$2.25. People aren't flipping out. I was going to
$5 a gallon. That's when we have the big protest.
I think at $5. Mm-hmm. I think $3's a bit. I think people almost are expecting $3 a gallon now.
Yeah. Wow.
Do you know, I was talking to a guy. When was this? We're almost out of time, Buzz. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you, a guy who had at the Exxon station by where I live, a car that gets an SUV that gets worse gas mileage than mine. It's like negative gas mileage, and he's pumping it up. And this is what the guy said to me. He said, how much did it take to fill up yours? I said, $38.
Right.
$38.
Yeah, or higher in some cases.
This guy said to me, look at mine. 65, and it was still going ding, ding, ding,
oh,
ding.
Oh, my God.
Not unusual.
The guy said to me, you pay this much for an SUV. You figure it's okay to pay that much for the gas.
That's insane.
Now, how many dumb people like that think that it's... I mean, really, nobody except guys like this dope who just has too much money would think that that's okay.
Just go get them a Prius. On that note, SUV sales are down. Hybrid sales are up since gas price change.
Interesting.
Finally, it's happened again. In West Lynn, Oregon, a teenage girl awoke to find a man's body part on her face.
What body part?
I think you know.
A good one?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
across the nose.
That'd be the pancreas, incidentally.
But it was a drawn-on body part. She'd been to a prom party and passed out. Her friends wrote and drew all over her with Sharpies and magic markers. Some of the words were naughty.
Merry Christmas!
Some of the pictures were naughty. They even drew on her chest, leading her parents to believe she might have been violated. She hadn't.
Hey, where was Spanky the Clown?
But, quoting a cop, literally, someone drew a penis on the side of her face. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Wow. No. Buzz, where do you draw? Mike said it's, what do you think for gas? It's $4 a gallon?
$4, I think. Rob says $5.
And I would go somewhere in between. Although, I think $5. $5, people get pissed. What about you?
38 cents a gallon.
All right. I keep forgetting that you were there.
In the day.
We went from buggy whip to
that's
steering
right,
wheel.
Right. That's the way we'll be traveling again.
That's it. We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Have a nice holiday, all you bastards who left today.
Yeah.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
My best to Ed Pappy.
Can we meet again? This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.